disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament.
Yes, Mayor.
Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us prompts for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
No. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show, be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks. Who is that?
Boys, let it go.
Joanna who?
Krupa.
K-R-U-P-A. Hey, everybody. Look at us looking at magazines right before the show. It's the LunaticRadio.com show on the air. I'm your host, Cameron McCann. Alongside me today, no Ronnie Beans, but it's the CEO, Rocket.
Oi!
Rocket, we like to call the CEO.
That's right.
I came up with the name. You didn't even like that name when I first came up with the CEO. You're like, I don't want to be the CEO. I remember having this conversation with you on the phone. And I was like, but you're the dude, man. You're the guy that keeps us going.
And then I realized it's fitting. I need it.
It's fitting. You prick.
I eased into the title.
Yeah, but he's the guy that built the website, all that stuff. He controls a lot of stuff.
I'm a mover and a shaker.
We call him a technical producer.
Sure.
Because I do some producing of my own. And Ronnie Beans just shows up.
So everyone has a role.
Everyone has a role. And Ron eats a lot of them. Wow, why am I echoing? I am. I echoed on the top of the show. I had the echo button.
Hello, Lo.
My bad. I'm sorry. Good day, governor. All right, we're back. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. A lot to do on this week's program, everybody. No Ronnie Beans, but that's okay.
No, it's not.
It's okay. We got fun festivities going on.
Yes.
I've been hungover for 2 days.
Yeah, you talked about it before we started.
Yes.
Partying, huh?
By the way, I went to go get a cup of coffee before the show, so I had to run up to the little mini mart up there, and I had to move Rocket's car because it was behind mine. Mm-hmm. Rocket,
yeah.
What's up with the alarm in your car? You can't start the car. Like, even though I unlocked the car with the unlock thing,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't start the car.
That's, I don't know. It's usually, if you unlock, you walk, you sit in the car, turn it on, it should just go.
I had to hit the button twice, and I couldn't figure that out for the longest time, so I'm like, what the fuck, is Rocket's car dead?
No.
But I had to,
I don't know.
It was like on lockdown. But you would think if I had the button to unlock every door,
right.
The car would start.
No, it's not that sophisticated. I don't know what you did, but it shouldn't have been that complicated.
Is it screwed up? The wiring in the SUV?
It's you.
Rocket drives a gas guzzler, everybody.
That's right.
So all you tree huggers out there, send your emails to rocket@lunaticradio.com.
Great. You know, all I wanted was the nude pics of chicks. Instead, I get everything else. I didn't want that. Whatever. No, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You're not good with cars.
That's right. I can only, if they start, I can drive them. If they don't start, I have problems.
You're walking.
Don't know what to do after that. The Emmys were last night. Did anybody watch those?
Didn't even know about it.
Right.
Swear to
exactly.
God.
Exactly. That's our coverage of the Emmys, everybody. So log on to MSNBC and watch their coverage because we have none.
Yeah.
But apparently Dick Clark, they shuffled out Dick Clark again. Now, Dick Clark has the Alzheimer's. Or no, he had a stroke.
Post-stroke.
He had a stroke. So now they did it on New Year's Eve because he does the New Year's Rockin' Eve thing. So they did it back in January, like right after he had the stroke. They shuffled him on the air and he was just... They did it again last night.
Oh.
Another tribute. Why do they do that?
Why?
They do that with all the celebrities that have like it happens all the time. Every time a famous like actor
mm-hmm.
or something, old time actor has a stroke, they have to cart him back onto these award shows so people can see them.
Right. It's horrible. Like, leave him alone.
Yeah, dude.
Let him rest.
Do you think
in
Dick
peace.
I mean, I'm sure Dick Clark wants people to say, hey, you know, we had a good career. I'm sorry that you had the stroke, but, you know, you did a good job for
right,
us.
Right.
You know, maybe behind the scenes. But I'm sure Dick Clark wasn't like, okay, put me on air because I want to mumble and look like an asshole
right.
for 20 minutes.
Right. Well, you never know. I mean, he really could. I mean, I don't know if you watched him for New Year's. He really didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know on New Year's he didn't make any sense. I only saw clips of what he said last night because I couldn't even, quite honestly, I couldn't sit through his speech.
It's
how
sad.
How can he sit through that?
It's sad. It's simply sad.
You feel sad for the guy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Everybody's giving him that sympathy, even though he's a legend.
Yeah,
he is a legend in broadcasting.
Sure.
But they're still giving him that sympathy, you know, standing O.
Dead man walking.
And he's pretty much propped up on the podium there.
You thought with New Year's, like, that was it. Like, okay, we're going to try this, and it clearly wasn't good. No. You know, 6 months or so later... Do it again.
Yeah, dude.
Put a stick behind him. Let him, you know.
No one watches the Emmys, dude.
Oh. I didn't even know it was on.
I haven't watched the Emmys once in my life. I saw a little bit of it last night because I wanted to see if that dude from Entourage was going to win. He did.
Oh, good for him.
So the Entourage was awesome last night, too. Season finale of Entourage. Did you watch
that, too? Oh, man, I miss a lot of TV.
It ended up great. Do you want me to ruin it for you?
No, you could spill it.
They fired Ari.
No shit.
Out.
Gone.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, they fired him. That show can go so many places. I love that show. That show can be on the air forever. That's how good that show is.
Ari's not disappearing, though.
But you know how many storylines they can have with that
sure.
show? You're pretty much following a fake actor.
Right.
And you can follow his entire career. They can have that show on for 30 years, and that guy who plays the Vince can be 60, and we're going to be watching that show still.
I got a question for you. Right now, if someone said you can only choose between one show, what would you want to watch? Entourage or Sopranos? What are you picking?
I'm going with Entourage.
Yeah.
Sopranos disappointed me last.
It's fallen off.
It
steadily.
Did.
Steadily.
I thought something was going to happen with the last season of Sopranos, and nothing did.
Right.
Nothing
you can tell
did.
They're winding down.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And the thing about Sopranos is that they introduced all these other different, you know, subplots.
Yeah.
And you're like, when are you going to wrap one of these up?
Right, right, right.
At least let's get one wrapped up before we move on to the next one, please. And there's so many. I can't even remember them all.
Yeah.
I guess they did wrap up one when they shot the gay guy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one.
Yeah,
they did wrap
like
up that one.
Pull stick up his ass.
But, all right.
What do you think? Like, the half hour, does that help the fact that it's a half hour show?
Huh?
Entourage, does that help it? Because it's only a half hour as compared to like Sopranos where it's an hour. So they got to like fill in more time.
Yeah, Entourage is like that beer buzz. You know,
I'm always wanting more whenever I was on it. Like the half hour's up, it's like, oh, I just felt like it was doing. Even though like I felt satisfied, I was just like, wow. So like what, you know, it's like you're just really getting into it. You know?
Right. If you're like a beer drinker, Entourage is like, you know, that buzz. It's like drinking three. If you're a binge drinker, it's like drinking three beers and not having any more beer to drink. Like,
right.
Oh, I'm out of beer. Shit.
Right, right.
It gives you that buzz,
started,
but
right.
you really want to have more.
Right.
And Entourage is only a half hour. So it only, you know, it gives you that little something. And it keeps you coming back, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what alcoholism is, too. Yeah, man. I got hammered this weekend, though.
Really?
Yeah.
2 beers?
I know. I didn't even plan on going out. Like, I was going to go out with Polish Bob to out on the North Fork of Long Island here to a horrible town called Greenport.
Oh!
Very boring out there.
Sure.
They once, Brad Pitt and... Han Solo once shot a movie out there.
Han Solo.
Yeah, I forget the guy's name. Harrison Ford. Yeah, they once shot a movie out there, but that's about it. That's all that's happened in Greenport ever.
That's the history of Greenport.
So, but we didn't end up going out there. We ended up going out where you live, in like Queens.
The fuck? Really?
Yeah, we were
oh,
out
shit.
There at some like Chinese restaurant. I ended up spending $50 for a plate. I was like, that's not good when you got the bank account that I have.
I was about to say, why don't you call me? Now I'm like, good thing you didn't.
Yeah. And then to top it off, well, we went to a great bar after that, which I don't even know where that bar is anymore. But it was an awesome bar. It was like in a mansion.
Wow.
It was like, not a mansion, but it was like a house, a big house. And every room had a separate bar.
Holy shit.
It was unbelievable. It was the greatest bar I've ever been to. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in Nassau County, Long Island. But...
Huh.
Greatest bar I've ever been to. A lot of hot chicks there. And then we went to the Scene.
Oh, no shit.
The strip club right off the LIE, everybody. Nice. On beautiful Long Island.
Wow.
Oh, what a dump. What a dump that place is.
Was Clown there?
No, you know, I was actually thinking about
it. Looking around.
I was like, I wonder if I'll see fucking Crazy Clown here. I didn't see him. But I was saying, you know, I wasn't spending money there. I was just sitting on one of the seats. The Scene is a joint. It's one of these strip clubs that's just like a big room, and it just has chairs everywhere. Not like in any order. They're not like in semicircles. They're just thrown everywhere. So you just grab a couple of chairs, you put them in a line, you sit with your friends.
Right.
So that's what we did. I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, this big... Burly. I'm going to use the word burly.
Burly
stripper came over to me. And dude, she smacked me on the face. Ripped my belt off.
What?
Pinched my nipple. Ugh. Ripped my shirt off.
Wow.
And smacked me in the stomach with my belt.
What the fuck?
Exactly. That's what I said after all that occurred. I was like, what the fuck?
She should be paying you.
I was doing, you know how like a boxer goes in defense
with his
arms? I was doing that.
Oh.
And I shouldn't be doing that with a stripper on.
Right. You
but I was doing
dukes.
It because she was hurting me. I thought I was getting mugged by a stripper.
That's awful.
Yeah. What the fuck is up with that? It turned out my buddy went over to this chick and was just like, that kid over there, he likes to get beaten up.
Oh, that was it.
Like I'm one of those fucking guys that likes to get beat up by chicks, which is true. But not in like a public place.
Well, even if, but at least not with some burly chick.
No, man, this girl was burly too. Like she could play running back for some like football team. She was fucking big. She had fucking Tiki Barber thighs. That's what I'm thinking.
Was she a black woman?
No, not at all. No. She was just a big girl.
Wow.
Big fake boobs, dude. She threw them in my face.
Nothing hot about her.
Her boobs are hot.
Yeah.
Nothing really hot about her.
Other than
that, she could probably completely kick your ass.
Well, that's not that
like anybody's that, ass. Like, she could beat up Ron. She was like 6'3".
What?
She's huge.
Oh, that is such a turn up. Super tall chicks do nothing for me.
No, they don't.
Ugh, something, I don't know, something about them. I don't know.
And,
the idea that a chick's taller than me. I mean, I'm 6'1", so a chick's taller than me. No, it's just that's too tall.
Yeah, so I got beat up by that girl. Put my shirt back on in shame. I had to stand up to put my shirt back on, and everybody's looking at me with my fucking 30-year-old flab.
Did you
my chest hair?
Did you bruise?
I didn't. I thought I was. I got smacked right on the side of my gut with my belt, and it was like, whoosh. And she's like, "How do you like that?" And I'm like, "I don't." Get the fuck out. I wish I had the balls to say that, but I didn't. Oh. I just curled up in the fetal position trying to take the blows.
I once went to a bar in Manhattan and the Slaughtered Lamb, and the chicks like, they'll
what?
It's called the Slaughtered Lamb. Well, no, it's not as crazy as you think. It's like based on like, I think like English novel. I don't know. Whatever the case may be.
Right.
Yeah, the waitresses have attended, like, you know, you do, like, drinks, like, drink games, and if you lose, you get whipped by the chicks, like, on your ass, and they take your belt. It's a lot, it's actually kind of fun. Holy, like, I got 10 lashings on my ass. The bruise was there for solid 2 weeks. Because she nailed, like, the same spot, like, three or four times. It was all, and it's weird because the bruise was, like, in the shape of my belt, so it was, like, a line. Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
It looked nasty. I mean, like, blood red and super deep purples. It was nasty. Man, imagine if you got that shit. Oh, forget it.
It's fun to watch your friends get whipped by a stripper, but it's not fun when you're getting it done.
Exactly.
You know? And the scene, what the scene, this place, the strip club on Long Island, they also give out massages. Ooh. Not like the happy ending massages.
Oh.
You can just go and grab a chair and the chick will give you a massage. So one of this broad came over, was just like, you want to fucking dance? And I was like, nah, but I really like a massage. So she gave me a massage, man. It was fucking phenomenal. I lost all, like, attention that she was half naked. Right. I was just like, wow, you're doing an awesome job.
So she's
job.
Topless giving you a massage.
Yeah, just giving me a massage. But she was like a masseuse. She was awesome.
Wow.
Even my fingers she was doing, which helped out later at night because I can just, you know, I didn't have any cramp up when I was whacking.
Now, you were on the back for most of it? You were on your back for most of it?
I mean,
on your stomach, rather.
No, I was just on. You sit in like this lounge chair and you lean over.
Oh.
And she just goes to town.
Man. That's why I'm always like, I'm always afraid to go to like a real masseuse place where they have, like, if you're laying on your back, I am so afraid I get a fucking hard on, man. Just sitting there. Like, it's some chicks that give me a massage. That's why I'll never go to like a massage place or anything. Like, even I'm talking about like legit. I just know I'll just fucking start popping wood.
Oh, isn't it awkward? Isn't it most of the time when you go get a real massage, by a masseuse, a real licensed masseuse. Mm-hmm. It's like if you're a dude, you get a dude, right?
Oh, see, I never went because
I don't know.
Oh, that would be even worse. That would be like traumatic.
Yeah, but you got to imagine you're not going to get a hard on when a guy's giving you a massage. Yeah,
no, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, sure, a massage feels good, but it's not good enough to give me a hard on when a guy's doing it.
Yeah.
You know,
this is that's even worse. The idea of some guy touching me.
Yeah, but man, it was good, man. She gave me a nice massage. She did this thing with like her hand on the back of my neck, and she like petted my head like a cat. You know, like you would pet a cat and you put your little fingers on top of cat's head. Hey, little kitty. She did that to me too.
Like I was the middle finger was like is like stretched the furthest.
Kind of liked it. Yeah.
Look at you.
And then I got a lap dance from her. I couldn't resist.
You used
I was
her.
Like, I might as well just cap it off with a lap dance.
Man,
she was nibbling on my ear, which is my spot.
I'd be touching my hammer while she's giving me a massage. I couldn't help it. Some chicks giving me a massage, like, oh, forget it. And she's fucking topless.
Ugh. I hate lap dances, too. I was just like, I was like, all right, give me a lap dance. I was hammered. I was like, give me a lap dance. That's fine. But she did this thing, like, she started nibbling on my fucking earlobe and shit.
Really?
And I was like, how is that fair? Like, I really want to just stick my hand on your ass, but I can't because it's the burly. I was watching the burly guy stand behind her.
Oh,
I was going to get booted if I did
that. That's awkward. And then you got the guy right behind.
Yeah.
Strip clubs are not enough. They're not as fun as they seem like they are.
And the scene is a dump.
Yeah, I'm sure.
God.
You walk around, you feel like the stickiness on your feet.
Yeah, it just seems dirty when you're in there. It's got that like 1984 Miami Vice neon throughout the place.
The neon palm trees.
Like you walk into the place and you feel like you just went through a time warp back to 1984.
Ugh.
It's ridiculous.
That sucks.
No Russian chicks though. I didn't see one Russian chick.
No Ruskies?
No. Usually all the chicks are Russian, but not this time. All pure-breded white trash American. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Yeah, so we got a lot to do on today's show, everybody. We're going to be joined by a bevy of people on the phones today.
A bevy?
Yes, we got a young comedian out of Pittsburgh, Erie, Pennsylvania, by the way.
Really?
Actually, Erie, Pennsylvania is his hometown. His name's CJ
Taladano.
Taladano. He's a young kid, upstart comedian. Jenny tells us he's really funny.
Okay.
So we're going to find out.
So he's a young little sport. He's going to entertain us.
MySpace.com/CJ Taladano. Taladano. I'll screw up that name, by the way. And then Rory Karff's going to join us on the program. Rory Karff and his lovely wife, the Karff family, are going to join us. Then our boss is going to join us in because he's got some controversy he wants to talk about. And then maybe Vox, our model.
Nice. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to do.
A lot of phone calls. You know, when we pound the show, we load the show up with phone calls. That means Rock and I have really nothing to talk about.
Now you know the inner workings of the show. A lot of guests. We didn't have much material to work off of.
Right.
We got to call Ray actually at some point to let him know to come on the show.
All right.
I forgot.
Do we have his cell phone number?
Yeah. I got the boss's number.
Yeah, we got to do that. We got to set that up. John Carr was released today. You know the John Carr guy?
Yeah, sure.
The guy that confessed to killing JonBenet Ramsey. None of his DNA matched up with the crime scene.
Wow.
So John Carr, guess what?
Slater,
you're not going to prison where you wanted to go. The guy wanted to go to prison.
He's going to get back. He's going to get a sex change.
Yeah, you know what? He just wanted the fame, which is that guy's so fucking screwed up in the head.
He's
dude.
Weird.
This stuff has happened in the past. You know, like back in the old days, like the 40s, when like a big crime would happen and they couldn't find the killer, they would always get like 40 people to confess to it.
Yeah.
And they'd, be big because people just want the fame.
Right.
They want the fame of it. And that's what John Carr falls under, I guess.
Really?
He's one of these guys that just wants the fame.
I think he's just psychotic.
He's obsessed with the whole murder.
He was already in like two or three like starter procedures into his sex change.
Was he?
Yeah. Like small steps, but steps nonetheless.
Is that why he was so thin and shit?
Probably. And
Is he taking some sort of pills or something?
I think so. Yeah, I didn't really find out exactly, but from what I heard, it's like a second or third like pre-gaming steps.
Because Fox News and CNN and all the cable channels were running like old video of him like back in the day, like 84. Yeah. He had this like Richard Marx haircut.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Richard Marx?
Oh, yeah, that's what
he had that Richard Marx haircut, and he was kind of like plump.
Oh, this is what I... Kind of you know what I hate about this whole fucking thing? All yesterday. For, like, now they're, like, interviewing, like... school, like people that went to school with them and shit, and like fucking Extra is getting interviews of like fucking like Sandra Bullock and what her take is on this whole shit. Fucking no, I don't want to hear that.
That's
shit.
That's what he wants, dude.
It's horrendous. And like she's just like her and like what's that dude, that Spanish guy who's got the show on ABC, whatever his name is, not Horatio Sands, I don't know, whatever the fuck his name is. Like they're just saying like dribble, like not even making any sense. Like, oh, it's just a real shame that something like that is going to happen to society and the times that we live in now, blah 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 blah. It's like, shut up, just make movies, just do your TV shows. No one wants to hear about your crap.
That's what they have to do with a big story. The celebrities always have to comment on it.
It's so annoying. And they probably don't even really know about it.
No, they don't. They heard his name in the news as they were traveling from on-set locations.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Society's fucked.
That's what's so screwed up about our society. We listen to the celebrities.
Exactly. That's
more than we listen to the news.
Like now we're like listening to fucking Sandra Bullock.
And the news people realize that, so they make their news broadcast more entertainment based.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
media is becoming like entertainment.
No one wants to watch the news that's not biased.
Right.
No one wants to watch the news that's like, you know, back in the day when Cronkite used to do it. Right. When he would just give you the straight story and that's it.
Black and white. That's it.
No spin on it. No nothing.
Nothing.
No one wants to watch that shit.
Now media is it's entertainment. It's like a whole it's like an entertainment.
All it is. It's all it is. What do you think Bill O'Reilly is,
dude?
Yeah. That's all he is. What do you think Keith Olbermann is?
It's an old spin zone.
Yeah.
Catchphrases for fucking news.
The adorable Anderson Cooper on the 360 on CNN. He's adorable. That's why I watch him.
And it even gets even more like mushed up. Even though I like Jon Stewart and Colbert, like those shows even like really like spread out the gray area even more because. Those are legitimate entertainment shows, but they mix like politics and things going on and current events, so that even makes it worse.
More people pay attention to those two shows than they do the fucking cable shows.
Everyone wants entertainment.
And no one watches network news anymore.
No one wants to hear that someone died again, you know, with a fucking shooting, you know? No one wants to hear that. That's all, you know, it's miserable shit. It sucks.
So that's why you get these reporters interviewing celebrities about, you know, the latest news story. Because people actually, dullards in the Midwest, and or actually not just in the Midwest, all around the country, housewives, they want to know what fucking Tom Cruise has to say about John Carr. They want to know what fucking John Voight has to say about the Middle East situation.
Right, exactly.
They want to know. They want to hear from that guy.
Exactly.
Who they watch on the fucking TV and who shoots people in movies. Come on.
Sad.
That's why it's like that.
Sad. Adam 81's filling me in with that actor I was looking for. Juan Martinez Lopez Gonzalez Hernandez. Thank you.
What?
He just took every possible Spanish name. Adam 81, 2 points, end the foul.
I watch the news to wait for the people to fuck up and say like the curse word. Because that gets my fucking...
That's entertainment, yeah.
That gets my shit going.
I said it before. If you want like legitimate news... Listen, if you have like cable, like BBC News is the best. They give you want legitimate no spin news, and you get it straight and you know in the way it should be. Mm-hmm. BBC, they always do great world news coverage.
Cousin Rub chat room feedback: Bill O'Reilly is a cockbag. Yes, he is, man.
Yeah, never.
I used to love Bill O'Reilly back in the day before he got all big. You know, now he's all about fucking the no spin zone and. And check out the O'Reilly fucking message board and buy a t-shirt that says no spin on it.
Yep.
It's all about fucking... Dude, and how can you fucking watch Bill O'Reilly? How can you watch his show? He crams in like 60 interviews in his fucking 1 hour allotment of time. Mm-hmm. He gets the person on, he asks them a question, and then like the person's like, okay, and this is how I feel about it, and then he just jumps on.
Jumps in, right.
He doesn't even give him a chance to answer.
Right.
It's all fucking about ridiculous. Him. All about Bill O'Reilly. I don't know how you watch that.
Sad.
And I want to like the guy, but right. Jesus Christ, get your fucking ego out of the program.
Right.
Take it away and throw it away. No ego in the program. I hate people who have egos who think
Oh, here we go.
Don't get me started. I got to wait a couple segments before that. I hate people with egos. And now I know people who maybe don't like me or something like that. But, oh, Kieran, you're on the radio. You have an ego. I don't.
No.
I just want a job that's
you're
fun.
You ready? Watch, Kieran. You're a fucking asshole.
Thank you very much. You are exactly correct. I am a shithead.
Just
loser.
In case anyone was about to do that to you, I'll set him straight.
Did poorly on my SATs, I'm sure.
I think I did, too. I didn't do that well.
I didn't want to be there. It's fucking Saturday morning. Fuck you, education.
No, I think I boozed the night before.
Shut up.
Might as well. That's what I used to do in college. The night before I had finals, I used to get fucking tanked. And go to my college finals and go, C, 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 C.
C is for cock.
And you would finish first in the, throughout the whole class.
You wonder why.
But when you stood up and handed your paper and you felt like the smartest guy in the classroom, yeah. Did you finish first?
You finished first.
You get your grade back, it's like 20.
West Virginia pride right there. You got way 20, to go.
20%.
Yes!
Jelly clown, Kieran has the anti-ego. That's right.
It's true.
Anti-ego. No egos.
No.
I don't like
this
ego.
This is a no ego zone.
Ego-free radio.
Ooh.
That's a little... That's mine. Don't tag it.
Trademark it.
Ego-free radio. That's what we are.
That's what we are.
All right. I think we babbled enough for the first segment.
Really? Look at that.
Pat myself on the back for filling. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We got some fun stuff on the show tonight. We're not just fucking balling it out.
No, we really are.
All right, we'll be back. More lunaticradio.com show right after this.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to lunaticradio.com. Sorry, guys, that promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered. Laguna Beach.
The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend. I'm the microphone fiend.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
All this talk makes me think of my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, your ex-girlfriend was like queen.
She was definitely
a princess?
More like a mallet on my balls.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer, that's PUPUPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
What up, everybody?
Yeah!
It's the lunaticradio.com show. Back from break, emails at the show at lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. I'm your host, Cameron McCann, alongside me, Rocket, the CEO.
Yo!
Joining us on the phone right now is a young man who is a up-and-comer in the comedy business, I believe. That's what people are telling me.
That's the word on the street.
That's the word out of Pittsburgh.
That's what the whispers are in Pittsburgh.
Or Erie, Pennsylvania.
Heard of it, yeah.
CJ Toledano joined us on the program. CJ, what's up, man?
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, look at that. You're talking to millions and millions of listeners right now.
Seven.
And three
Seven.
Of them know my name.
Yeah, that's right. Three of them know my name, too. Don't worry about it. CJ is a young man out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Well, we'll say Erie.
Yeah, Erie.
Let's be... Let's,
yeah.
Let's bring it local.
Our drive.
Erie, Pennsylvania, which is a fine town.
It is.
I've been there. I used to go camping up there.
Ooh.
It's cold in the winter.
Hey.
It's a lovely town.
Extremely cold. What's that?
It's a lovely town.
Yes, yeah. If you didn't live here, that's all I gotta say. If you don't live here, exactly. Like, you stay here for 4 days and you're like, fuck it, I'm leaving.
I gotta get the fuck out of here. Yeah, CJ is a young man, 19 years old, just got started in the comedy biz, and now he's a regular at the Improv in Pittsburgh. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you've opened up for who, CJ? Tell the people.
I've opened up for Dave Chappelle. Steve Byrne, Mike Birbiglia. That's about it for now. I mean, the past year I've lucked out. Big names so far.
We were talking during the break about, you know, since you're a young guy and you're, you know, you're working the improv every week and stuff like that, you're hanging out with, you know, big time comedians. We're asking CJ, you know, I was asking him, I was like, you know, this comedy thing, it's got to get you laid. You're a young guy. You're probably, you know, hanging out with some impressionable young ladies who are hot. And CJ says no. Doesn't get him laid at all.
I mean, I'm in the game for groupies, but it's like nothing's happening. I don't think anyone can get past the fact that I'm fat and Asian. I mean, it's one thing to be fat, but and Asian, that's kind of...
Would you say that's a double negative?
Right there. Yeah, I mean, two negatives don't make a positive, I'm telling you that now.
Oh, man.
It's tough, dude. I mean, you say a few fucking jokes, doesn't mean you have a big dick. That's all I
got to
say.
See, I think I like CJ already because he's a man without an ego.
Right.
Usually these young kids, we've had some young kids come on the program, you know, claiming, oh, they're out in Hollywood. And they're you know, doing the big time thing. And they have like these massive egos.
Right. Like they're cool and hip and they're in the know and all of that and a bag of potato chips.
Yeah. And they're like, you're talking to me like I'm supposed to be sucking their cock. I'm like, eh, no thanks, pal.
I'm telling you, actually, after my first performance in Erie, I had a huge ego, and then I went out to Pittsburgh, did some Cleveland stuff, and I just got shit on hard, like, bombing. I bombed for 4 straight months.
Nice. So, see, that will set you straight.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like, you fucking walk in, and you see these 40-year-old, like, hacks, and you're like, oh, I'm fucking Dan Cook in this room, and no, you're not. You're just as hacky as everyone else.
So why comedy? I mean, you're a young kid. Why comedy?
Because I can't work 9 to 5, honestly. I don't know. Throughout high school, it's, you know, it's stereotypical for comedians to say that he was a class clown, but I had no other way of making school fun and bearable. So, I don't know. Someone mentioned, hey, you should do stand-up, so I took a class, which is totally useless, but they put me up on stage then the class and went from there.
What do they teach in like a comedy class?
You know, I actually had
a clown class.
You know, the most important thing they teach in a comedy class is taking the mic stand away. That's about it. I paid $150 for that shit too. It's like, yeah, you could have told me that.
I studied a little theater in college, and a couple of my classmates did Governors. Governors is a comedy club here on Long Island.
Holy shit, yeah.
And they did a class there, and at the end of the class, they would, you know, throw you up on stage, or the end of the semester, or whatever it was. They'd throw you up on stage, and they'd film you doing a comedy set. And, you know, everybody, after, like, they went through that whole process, everybody thought they were a comedian. And I was like, you're not, really.
No. Yeah, I don't consider myself a comedian right now. I'm like a guy who brings up real comedians.
Yeah,
I'm not even at the feature level right now. I mean, I hope to be someday, but honestly, no one gives a shit about me. I just say, hey, here's your feature, here's your headliner. So,
at this point, how many times do you go up? Like once a week? Do you do a set once a week, or you do like you know, 3 times a week?
Actually, lately I haven't done it honestly 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
I used to go up every week, but money is terrible right now because I have to drive out to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
we do have a club here in Erie, but they kind of banned me from the room. I don't know; they didn't tell me like to my face they banned me, but every time they booked me, I've upset them in my hometown, you know, and it sucks. So, and they don't have open mics or anything, so usually I have to go work out stuff in Pittsburgh or Cleveland.
What's that about?
It's tough right now.
Why did they ban you from Erie, Pennsylvania?
They didn't really ban me, but it's like they're a clean club. I don't know if you've ever heard of Junior's Last Laugh. In Erie?
No, not really.
No, but yeah, they booked let's say 2 weeks before I went up for Mike Birbiglia, they had some guy named, I think, Tom Allen. He's a Christian comic.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working family. It's like a family room, but it's 21 and over, which I don't understand, but... yeah, they told me no swearing, nothing like off color or anything like that. So I did an okay set for the first show, and then the second show I ended with a masturbation joke. And yeah, they didn't like that too much at all. and they kind of just gave me the cold shoulder for the rest of the night. So they didn't call me back or anything. So I can't really work in here yet, aside from like setting up some coffee house shows and stuff like that. So,
dude, what is a comedy club without dirty comics? You know what I mean?
I personally, I think it's funny is funny. I know that sounds that's another thing everyone says, but funny is fucking funny. You know?
Yeah, right. No. Absolutely. No matter how you bring it,
it's too close to Amish country.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah, I guess right. Actually, that's on the other side of the state. Rock.
Well, it's still in the state.
Pennsylvania is a huge state.
No, this is Amish in Ohio, which is relatively close.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
You got
shut up,
there.
Karen.
CJ, well, why on your MySpace page does it say I'm afraid of meatheads? What is that about?
I fucking hate meatheads. I'm not technically afraid of them, but they're just like fucking robots walking around my campus and in high school. They're just, they're annoying.
Like the jocks.
Like jocks. You don't like jocks.
Yeah. No, I mean, I played sports growing up, but these dudes are like wearing like extra small t-shirts and they're like 250 pounds muscle.
Oh, okay.
And the fact that they're pulling these hot chicks and I'm not getting any of them, so.
Yeah, we have
a reason for me to hate them, I guess.
We have those guys on Long Island, but we call them Italians.
Yeah.
Guidos.
Yeah. They all drive IROX.
Yeah. Slick back hair.
Mustangs.
My name's Gotti. What?
Yeah, so I guess CJ's not a... I'm not a fan of meatheads either. You always had those guys in high school walking around all like...
The fuck, man? The fuck?
I don't know. Back in my day, if you were like a guy in high school who worked out, It was good for you to like pump up your chest. You're all pumped up as you walk down the hallway. Right.
Like a peacock.
Yeah. I used to do it myself because I used to work out.
I have no problem with people working out, but when you gotta like fucking tan like artificially, thing and tan and blow your hair out with gel, that's a little ridiculous to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was kind of like that in high school, but I hated myself. I'm a self-hating person. We're talking to CJ Taladano. I knew I was gonna screw up.
Yeah, Italian last name, I guess.
Yeah,
Spanish too.
And CJ is Asian, right?
Yeah, Filipino, actually. I don't know if you consider that Asian either.
But you got the Italian last name.
Yeah, I've asked my parents' explanation behind that, and it's still not clear to me.
And you were raised in Iowa, nonetheless.
Yeah, I was born in Marshalltown, Iowa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty much I've seen nothing but white people for the past 19 years.
I think with that background, all you can be is a comedian.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so there's nothing else to really do. Unless I want to work at Walmart with more white people.
Yeah.
So
I was just about to say, I'll see you there in 5 years, because that's where I'm going to be, working at Walmart. All right, CJ. CJ, what do you got coming up? Anything?
I'm working on, I'm going to be hosting some shows in Pittsburgh for Robert Schimmel, pretty sure.
Oh, nice.
Get back to them on that. I'm just trying to, I'm actually Youngstown Funny Farm. They're supposed to be calling me back pretty soon. So usually I'm just emceeing right now.
Okay. Good stuff.
But I'm working on a feature set, which hopefully someone, because I mean, when I get in contact with clubs, they say they can't trust a 19-year-old. So.
Oh, that's man, that's got to be a fucking struggle too, man.
Yeah, being a young age. That's the problem with kids nowadays, though, because you know people look at young kids nowadays and they think they're just all fuck ups. You know, when you get a kid like CJ who's, you know, willing to, you know, dedicated to the comedy game, he gets screwed over.
Actually, it's kind of interesting, CJ, because you were saying during the break that, you know, you're schooling right now. So how do you like handle it? Because, I mean, like one of the main things of being a comedian is doing a lot of traveling, you know, getting your name out there and all that. So how, you know, how the hell do you like manage that?
I was doing it a lot during the summer. But, like, I work at Blockbuster, so the pay's not all that great, so I can't really afford gas. But I pretty much just show up at these clubs and, like, yeah, we'll put you up, I guess. And usually I try to get my name out that way. I mean, I'm not professional touring or anything like that, but I'll pick up fucking anything, you know?
Sure. Yeah. But you're saying within a radius, basically. You're not, like, you know, get in your car.
I'm trying to spend pick up, like, a month out of this next year, spending some time in New York or something.
Nice.
I just want to get on stage every night because I'm sure it's a huge difference.
Yeah, is that the plan? I mean, is comedy your goal in life, or is it, you know, you're not really sure yet?
Yeah. No, definitely it's got to be because there's actually nothing else to do.
at some point you're going to, you know, decide, hey, I got to go to Chicago. I got to go to L.A. I got to go to New York. Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, hopefully within a year, honestly. Cool. I'm trying to get good grades at this college I'm at and trying to transfer out to somewhere in New York or L.A. Consider Chicago, but we'll just see what happens, you know.
Being a New Yorker and being biased, I say fuck Chicago and fuck L.A. Come to New York.
Yeah!
Because you can get on anywhere, man. Really, there's so many comedy clubs in such a small area.
Yeah.
You can get on anywhere.
But it is, the thing is, it comes, it's money, you know?
Yeah.
Live in Jersey, it's a dump.
No, that's true, though, for the traveling and all that shit. I was going to say, well, worst comes to worst, we could at least get a drink, but he's underage. He can't even do that.
We'll give him 2 years, and then we'll get all boozed up.
That's right.
All right.
That's funny. Hey, CJ, you got a chick?
No, I don't. No? Unfortunately not.
Oh.
Every girl I meet says we're just friends. So.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, he falls into the friend zone, too?
Oh, welcome to Karen's world.
It's like crazy. It fucking sucks.
Well, how do you do it? How do you fall into the friend zone so easily?
Because I can talk normal. I don't know. I can have a good conversation. I think that's like the needle or the stone in the heart or whatever the fuck you call it. Honestly, like all these other guys that come with these fucking pickup lines, cheesy-ass shit. And it works, but I can't like get down to that level, you know?
Right, I'm the same exact way, dude. Like, I cannot fucking butter. I can't be going up to a chick and say, hey, let me knock the stuffing off that Egg McMuffin.
No, you
I can't
don't
say some
that.
Fucking corny line.
You're
I can't do
to
it.
Say that.
Well, I can't say, hey, get on my fucking dick right now.
No, you don't say that either. Hello.
Then what do I say?
Start out hello.
I do that. And
it's
then
a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
I do that. I say hello, and then they ask me if I want to go shopping with them tomorrow. Like,
yeah,
I fall right into
that,
it. Yeah.
There it is. It's over.
It's over. You're
the
right in the friend zone.
You go shopping, it's over.
Yeah, right. I got the same problem,
like,
man.
Do you want to make out, or do you want to pick out a couch? That's what it always is.
That sucks.
Yeah, like cleaning their apartment, but I get no blowjob afterwards. Yeah. It's
where's the return?
I'm doing all these.
It sucks, because it's like, you can't even hang out with them, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, the whole time you're thinking, oh, I want to kiss you, and the whole time she's thinking, let's go to the movies and sit 1 seat apart.
So, yeah.
Oh.
And they call you, like, the worst. You know you're in the friend zone when the chick's like, oh, you're so cute.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
when,
oh,
then,
my God.
Yeah, that's when you should just
kiss
be like,
death.
Okay, it was nice knowing you. I'll see you later. Because you just called me cute. I'm never getting laid by you. Might as well just end it right there.
You might as well just feel her snatch and run away just to be like, at least I got something out of it.
All right, CJ, the myspace.com/CJ, sorry,
Taladano.
Yeah,
you can see me on there. I usually post some clips here and there, so.
All right, man, cool stuff. Good luck with the comedy business, and keep in touch.
Thanks a lot for having the show.
Whenever you got the big gig coming up, give us a ring. We'll throw you back on the air.
All right, cool, guys. Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you.
No problem, dude. Take care of yourself. As CJ Taladano, everybody.
Taladano. He's got like that great, like, you know, announcer name when they get next on the stage is CJ Taladano.
All right, come on up, CJ. What are you gonna do wacky today? All right.
Hey.
CJ's good though, man. Funny kid.
Yeah.
I like it. No ego, everybody. Did you see that? No ego
on
the kid.
None.
That's gonna be the running theme of this show today. No egos.
Yeah. That's gonna be the theme.
I only like talking to people who don't have egos.
I
like self-hating people because that's like my kind.
Well, I think I'm fantastic.
See that? That kind of irritated me. Even that irritated me. Ron told me one night.
When
I was hanging out with Ron one night. He told me, I was driving in a car with him. He was telling me some story about something. And he was like, dude, let me be honest with you. And I'm not fucking around when I say this. But when I talk to a chick and I have a couple beers, I am fucking so charming. I honestly wanted to fucking punch him in the face. But then I realized Ron's 6'3". I'm 5'6".
Yeah, you lose.
And he's my best friend. I can't punch him in the face.
Ugh.
But I was like, I laughed at it. I was like, are you serious? You know?
Right.
I was like, who says that about themselves? Other than like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Can't even speak any language.
I like that kid though. He's cool, you know.
Yeah, I like him, man. Good stuff. All right, So what are we doing on the show? I guess we're going to do another break.
Already?
And we'll come back. I got to talk about Tom Cruise because he's a nutball. I have great audio of a college news broadcast. You know, like the colleges, they do these local news broadcasts. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I got audio of a weatherman, a college weatherman.
Ooh.
It's quite funny.
Oh, I'm sure.
We got audio of Kelly Clarkson being hot.
This was funny. It was on the board. So look at this. We're taking bits from the board and we're making them real. Look at us.
We got audio of an annoying person.
We have a lot of audio. Are we going to speak at all?
We're going to talk eventually. And we'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show. Right after this, everybody.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches. Lunatic Radio and Vital Podcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting. And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Let's get fired up.
Yeah, bitches!
LunaticRadio.com Kizzle Show. What up? Have a good time. Monday, everybody. Monday. Can it stop fucking raining?
Monday.
Stop raining.
Dude, summer's over. It's been fucking like 70 and it's getting dark earlier. It sucks.
Yeah, dude.
I'm moving to San Diego. San Diego.
Nah, because I couldn't live in San Diego because it's just too nice all the time.
You wouldn't feel as miserable, and that wouldn't be right.
You know, living in the fucking Northeast all my life, I love those days where it's just gray. Not days. I'm talking about, like, months on end. Like, when you get into, like...
fall, winter?
Yeah, October, November.
Yeah, everything's just
more,
gray.
More November, December, actually. Yeah. It's just months of grayness. And you're just like, it's so gray. Like fucking Louis Black used to do the old bit on one of his stand-ups. He used to talk about Boston being that way. It's just gray. Right. Wake up every day, it's gray. And you have to like cut your wrist to see fucking color. It's a great old bit he used to do. But yeah, it's fucking raining. What the fuck, man?
Sorry.
New York blows as far as weather.
Wait a minute, you're just saying you like grayness and then 2 seconds
I don't
later-
like rain.
But you like gray.
I like gray. Gray and cold, I like. But not bitter cold. It's got to be like 40.
It's got to be a specific temperature.
It's got to be 40.
Oh, worse than a chick.
Gray. Like San Diego's too nice.
No, see, I love
fucking
that.
Fucking 72 every day.
Every day.
Sunny. You probably always walk outside your house and you have that jolly neighbor like, hey, I'm trimming the bushes today. How you doing there, Stevie? Shut up. So
that's
New York, New York, you walk out of your fucking house, it's gray, dull, rainy, cold, and you fucking, somebody hits you pulling out of your driveway. And they're like, you fucking asshole, you hit me. No, I didn't.
And all is right in the world.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I love about New York. Everybody's so rude.
You like that?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Gives you some edge.
Yeah.
You can tell a dude on the road that you want to put your bag on his face, and he's like, okay.
You just want to do it because you like them.
You do that in Ohio, and you're fucking going to jail.
Probably.
New York is common courtesy to insult somebody.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Shut up.
By the way, Crazy Clown, we did this bit last week on the show, Crazy Clown. He's one of our listeners there, and he disappeared for a while. He does a podcast called the, what is it called? Dungeon Cast, right?
Sure.
And we kind of tore him apart a little bit last week, but he was okay with it. You know, we're just making fun of the old Crazy Clown thing.
Well, shit, it was all in fun.
It was all in fun. But Clown Man called back this week and I guess had a his rebuttal.
His retort.
His retort. Here we go.
Hey, Kieran. Rocket, Ronnie Bean.
Don't mention me.
Crazy Clown calling in a non-drunk call. I just finished listening to the podcast last week. Yes, guys, I do have a sense of humor. I know it's all about radio. Okay, I chose this name Crazy Clown because someone gave me a tip some years back that's always good to have some kind of humor. And that person who gave me this tip was Jenny Blowjob.
Wait a minute. If he knew that it was all a joke, then why is he explaining, like, his name? Like, if he knows it's a joke and he's not really a crazy clown, then why is he sitting here rambling about, like, you know, defending the fact that it's not really his name?
I think because on the show last week, we were all like, we would do jokes and then we're like, oh, we're scared. We're scared.
That's part of the joke.
Not really.
We're actually frightened.
Kind of scared.
So, yes, I never laughed so hard. Pretty much, I had tears in my eyes. They were all sitting there looking at me, trying to figure out what I was laughing about. But the show was great. It was awesome. I'm kind of honored, I guess, that you actually laughed at me for the last hour of the show.
Why do I think there's, like, huge posters of Ronnie Bean's Rocket and I on his walls?
Did you see that picture he put up on the message board? With that eerie looking clown with like a machete in his hand, and on the wall in the background was our pictures, and they were like all bloody. I'm not shitting you.
Are you shitting me?
Can we pull it up right now?
Yeah, pull it up, please. I didn't see this.
See, you don't call the wall. This is why.
I told you, I was hungover for 2 days.
Shut up, pansy. All right, I gotta find it.
Find it now. Oh my god. I gotta see this.
Kind of, wow. Just to give you, because I know you didn't listen to my show at all, and I listened to parts of it and you skipped around. Beginning was about my ex-girlfriend, my first girlfriend, who has vanished and her life went down the tubes. It was kind of a heartbreaking thing.
Yeah.
Yes, I did interview Hobbs and Box way a long time ago. I think it was like February or something.
That is not funny. Rocket just brought up a picture that Crazy Clown posted on our lunaticradio.com message board. It's of like a sicko clown with a butcher's knife.
Yeah. If you ever see the movie Killer Clowns in Outer Space, it looks like one of those characters.
And this clown is standing next to a wall. There are photographs of Ronnie, me, and Rocket all with blood on our heads.
Can we go?
That's fucking scary, man.
You know, if Ron was here, he would have left. He would have literally just left.
Talk about cringe humor. I'm fucking cringing.
Wow. Sense of human.
Pink Stars Connie has called into the show a couple of times. I've had her and Rob on for a brief little bit here and there.
All right, what is he talking about?
Along with a few strippers.
He's doing his show.
My show ain't that good. It's not Lunatic Radio. It'll never be like Lunatic Radio. Lunatic Radio is the best.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You guys keep up the great work. I'll try to call in this week from the bar. Don't know where I'm going to end up, but let's see if I can.
I'm going to end up at your front door. With an axe.
And thanks for plugging me on my show.
Wow, that was an eerie pause.
That was an awkward silence.
That
did
was
you hear that?
Eerie.
Let's go back. Hold on.
He was having like thoughts of like how many body parts to cut us up into.
Listen to this awkward silence.
From the bar, don't know where I'm going to end up, but let's see if I get a few of the girls to call in. And thanks for plugging me on my show.
Dude, that was so long.
Oh, man.
Talk to you guys later. And Ryan Beans, I'm not really a clown. Okay, in the chat room, I wore the hat and the nose, but that was it.
I don't
wear that fucking every day. Once in a while, I throw a nose on the stove for shock value for some people, but that's
I think he's setting us up for the ultimate wacky bit.
Yeah, our head's on a stick.
I'll talk to you later. Enjoy the week.
We're going to be hanging from a tree like Drew Barrymore.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
Your boy. That's your boy.
Your boy. Your boy. Your boy. Your boy. Your boy.
Man.
Your boy.
Honestly, the scariest thing ever is pauses. There's like, I'm just imagining like 90,000 thoughts running through his head, and they're all involving some body parts flying.
All I'm picturing is like every scene from the Scream trilogies.
Yeah.
And that fucking guy running around in a mask with the knife.
I gotta run Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That's his movie. You ever see that film?
No, I'm not gonna watch it either.
No.
Now I have I'm afraid of clowns now.
That's funny.
I can't listen to the insane clown posse anymore.
Oh, you're saying, clown's saying you didn't hear all three of his calls?
No. I only got one, I think. Sometimes they don't always come through.
That's crazy.
I am scared. crazy clowns.
Send the block on the cunt.
Lock doors. Lock them.
I'm checking my back seats when I get my car later.
I gotta go to a gun store tomorrow. Can you get a rifle at Walmart?
Yes, but there's a waiting period.
I ain't waiting.
Oh, man.
And yes, I do have a sense of humor. Ha ha. You're dead. You hear me? You hear me? You hear me?
Sense of humor.
I hope his car does say, like, crazy clown on the side of it or something. So I know he's coming. I can see him rolling up.
His sense of humor is sticking, like, the little red nose on a severed head. That's his sense of humor.
Crazy clown. I gotta see if I do have his other drunk holes. I don't know. Mm. I don't know. All right, that's scary as fucking hell.
All right.
Crazy clown, though. He enjoyed the...
he's a good guy.
Plug there.
Dungeoncast.net or com. Figure it out, whatever.
Dungeoncast.com. He does the program. He hosts it with a bunch of carcasses.
Can I give him a suggestion?
Yes.
I think he should just do theater, radio theater of like for scary movies and
right.
shit. Dude, you're corner of the market. You'd be a hit.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's too many podcasts that do that, if any.
Like a radio theater?
Like radio theater, like old time radio theater, but just like dedicated to like horror films and whatnot, or like horror style.
Yeah, dude, because he's got that eerie delivery.
Dude, when he paused, I was like, what the fuck's going on in his head?
That's a good idea for Crazy Clown.
You know?
Because he naturally has that, you know, delivery that can scare you a little bit.
Like when he was telling that story last week about his ex and all that. It was a legitimate story, but the way he was presenting it, it had a little eerie feel to it. So, you know, why don't you try it on for size? What?
What? I was next to you at the bar Saturday Eve.
Even said hi to you. My second drunk call was scary. I tried to be funny.
Wait.
Who was he next to?
He was next? No. Yeah, I think he's got to be fucking around because I was really hammered. No way was he next to me. I was surrounded by like 30 people. I got bodyguards when I go out now.
This is like the Blair Witch Project.
No way was he next to me. Crazy Clown just sent us an IM saying that he was next to... Who were you next to, Crazy Clown?
Yeah, which one? There's two of us here.
There's two of us here.
If he's referring to me.
And use the periods and punctuation and stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
No.
Clowns don't like punctuation.
No.
At all.
Clowns don't need it. They just need this.
Man. Yeah, nice. If he says me... Forget it. I'm out of here.
I was at two bars.
Actually, I was at the place I was at Saturday. No, there's no way because there was only like four people.
I am about 4 minutes away from restraining order.
T-minus.
All right. Is he going to IM back?
That might be
a
delay. Let me just.
Where is he listening to us? Overseas?
He's probably not even listened.
All right.
Wow. So,
by the way, this plays all day in Crazy Clown's basement.
You love that, Sam.
This is Crazy Clown's favorite song.
Kieran, you came in with the guy and girl. I recognized your glasses.
Get the fuck out of here.
And it's time to go home.
Have him call in because I want to know.
You want to call him? All right.
Crazy Clown, call into the program. Switching a number after the show.
Let me ask him, do you want to call in?
Have him call in. Is he fucking around? I know all this. Kiernan, you're so beautiful. I want to stroke you. Would you like to go to a movie?
All right, so we're in the process of waiting for
Crazy Clown to call us.
Yeah, he's gonna call us in about a minute.
Hold on, quickly, let's bring
dude. Back. So you're half in the bag, not knowing where you are, and he just like strolls by you and be like, "Hey, Kieran, dude, that's a fucking horror film."
He said hi to me. I don't even fucking. Oh, he's got to be fucking around. I don't even remember that,
dude. I'm so glad he was.
I was there I was at the scene. Now, Crazy Clown in recent phone calls, he's always called up on the drunk call hotline saying he's calling from this strip club on Long Island called The Scene. Now, it just so happens that Saturday night I ended up there because we were on the way home from Nassau County, which is west, where I live east, so.
Which, by the way, thanks for calling me.
Yeah, it was a last-minute thing. I didn't even know where I was going, Rock, by the way. And we ended up at the scene, and Crazy Clown says he saw me there and said hello to me, and I don't remember that.
Hold on.
What, does he have a rotary phone? Is he, where's he calling?
Clown, you there?
Clown.
Yeah, I'm here.
Here. What's up, Crazy Clown?
Not much. How you doing? Let me turn down the radio.
All right, turn down your radio, clown. You're a radio DJ, right?
Yeah, I guess you could call me that.
Rocket, give me some clown music.
Oh, sure.
I'm on a cell phone, so I don't know how I'm coming in.
All right, you sound great there, clown. Now, you say you were at the bar I was at on Saturday?
Yeah, I was at the scene. You came in with, I didn't recognize Rocket, but you came in with a guy and a girl. You grabbed a beer at the bar, and you walked away.
Get the fuck out of here. You were there?
Yeah.
Get out! No way, dude. Did you say hello to me?
Yeah, I said, hey, what's up? Because I wasn't sure you were Kieran, so I didn't even say your name.
What?
What did I say?
He slipped to a roofie.
I didn't say anything to him.
I felt like I was some weird guy.
Did I?
Yeah.
I acted like he was a weird guy. I apologize, clown, because I was fucking hammered. I don't even know what fucking planet I was on.
That's right, so was I.
All right, now I'm scared. Clown, did you see me get the lap dances? Were you watching me?
No, I had the woman that you described, though, her name is Mistress. She's some big-ass woman.
He knows her.
Oh, my God. Wow. You were there with him.
Who are you there with, clown?
Myself.
I was there by myself.
Do you go there often?
Pretty much a lot.
Really?
Do you know all the girls?
I know a few of them, not that many of them. You picked a good night to go because a lot of the Russians weren't working.
How many did you kill?
Usually there's a lot of Russian girls working there.
Yeah.
You guys ought to do a bit on good strip clubs, man, so I know good places to go.
You know what, clown? When I was at that bar, when I rolled in there and I sat down to, I think I sat down next to the stage there, whatever it was, I was actually thinking, I was like, I wonder if Crazy Clown's here. I actually thought that. But, I really don't know what you look like, so I wouldn't know, even if I saw you.
Well, if you look on my MySpace, man, you'll see my picture.
Yeah.
Just look in the photo gallery.
Kind of scared.
You know what's kind of, on Skype, like everyone's number comes through?
Uh-huh.
His came up unknown.
Uh-oh. Where are you calling from?
Outside?
Call from my house.
Are you sure?
I get up early for work, so that's why I don't listen to the show that much anymore.
You got to,
usually by 10 o'clock.
Do you dispose of bodies in the morning?
What's that?
Nothing. I didn't say a word. All right, clown.
It's all in good fun. I
know.
I try to play back with you guys, too, you know?
Can I give you a little suggestion, though, clown? Just a small little tidbit. Don't use that line, sense of human.
That's purposely?
Yeah, I know you did it on purpose, but honestly,
that's fucking scary, clown.
It's not good. It's a friendly little help there. You know,
oh, okay.
It's not good. People can totally read that the wrong way. It's not good.
Clown, we're thinking you should do theme radio.
Yeah!
Like radio.
Yeah, I heard Rocket saying that. I've been trying to put that together for the past few months. It's just been tough trying to get people. because the people I have lined up, they want some big bucks to help out with that.
No, no, no. Let me help you out here. Yeah. All you got to do on your radio show is get a some sort of music bed or scary, eerie music.
And like little sound effects, just, you know, a couple little things. And start off small.
And throw it on in the background of every show you do, and people will listen, because not only will they be they would be laughing, but they'd also be kind of scared a little bit, mm-hmm. and they're going to keep on listening.
I'm working on something like that for Halloween. You know, so I had a lot of people actually responded to me when I did my first show on Halloween. A lot of people were freaked out, but they loved the old movies I did. So I'm thinking about doing something like that again for Halloween, for the anniversary show, if anyone listens.
Now, Clown, I'm not, this question isn't coming from anywhere. I'm just curious. Do you have any type of criminal record?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. Good. You're a good boy. You're a good egg, Clown. I like you.
You play around, you play like, you rip me apart, but it's all in good fun.
Yeah. It's not you personally, Clown. It's
the name.
It's the name Crazy Clown, because it's...
Oh, yeah, no, that I know.
It's wacky.
So that's why I made a couple of drunk calls this week, kind of like to play into your humor on me. That's why when you said you didn't listen to all my drunk calls, I was like, uh-oh.
So, Clown, let me get this right. You're at the Scene on Long Island every Saturday night, pretty much?
Pretty much, yeah. Until I find another bar to go to.
Now, do you get lap dances and shit when you go, or you just hang out?
Once in a while, I get lap dances. Girls I like aren't there, so I just have a couple of drinks and I head home.
Have you ever been married or anything?
No.
You just...
I was almost married once. I was left at the altar.
How long...
You were literally left at the altar?
Yes.
Really?
That's why I've been single for 15 years, and that's why Kieran needs to go to the Bunny Ranch. Because if Kieran could get laid over
how about,
there...
How about you, Clown? Clown, you got to go to the Bunny Ranch. Bunny? Well, I didn't get left at the altar. Hold on, my phone's ringing. Yeah. Rock, turn off my phone.
I don't have it.
It's behind you. Hold on. My phone. I got to turn off my phone during the show.
It's your brother.
Oh. So, Crazy Clown left at the altar. How long ago was this? 10 years ago or so?
1990.
16 years ago. Have you had a girlfriend since?
I dated a couple times here and there, but I just didn't trust women, so I wound up staying single pretty much.
Did you ever, think about, going gay?
No, never go gay, never.
Never go gay?
Never go gay, never.
Clowns aren't gay, man.
Have you had, you ever gotten a hooker or anything like that?
No.
No.
Sex has never been a big deal for me,
It's not. What do you get high off of? If it's not sex.
Porno.
Take it from me. You can only go so far with porno. It gets kind of boring after a while.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What else do you do for fun, Clown? That's what I'm getting at.
I just get drunk and pass out. That's about it.
So for the last 16 years, you've been watching porno and getting drunk and passing out.
Yeah.
This is like the sexless debate between you two.
Yeah.
It's like an AA meeting.
Why is Clown's life exactly like mine? Yeah.
It's like an AA meeting for those who don't have sex. It's too horrible.
All right.
Wow.
We need to find you another clown.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. Clown. We need to find a female clown for a clown.
Yeah.
You ever been
I'm working on that, guys.
Clown, since you go to the strip clubs all the time, you ever been to the Tender Trap?
Yes, I went there a couple of years ago. wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Did you like how it was right next to a fucking repair shop?
Automotive place. Yeah.
It's in the same building as fucking auto room.
I
used to go to Blush before they had the shootings there.
Oh, I've been there.
I went
to
Long Island Cafe.
How much money have you spent on strippers in the past 16 years? Roughly.
Roughly, maybe about $10,000.
Wow.
You know, if I was a smuck and saved it, I would be doing a lot better.
How many girls are in your closet right now? I'm kidding.
None. Zero. No courses either.
You don't have any, flower beds in the backyard that are, newly planted 6-foot holes?
Nope. Nope, nothing.
Nothing? You sure?
Nothing at all. Positive.
Wow.
All right. We trust you.
Yeah.
You playing any carnivals coming up?
No carnivals. Not at all.
No carnivals for clown? That's what you should do.
Everyone laughs at a clown. That's why, you know, that's why I chose the name.
Right.
If I figure, even if my show sucks like it does, people always laugh at the name.
Why? It doesn't suck though, clown. You got to give yourself some props there, man. You're not a radio guy, right?
No, never been in radio ever.
Right, and you decided to. You got the whole show together. At least you got a broadcast going, pal.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know. And plus, I figured go with the name Crazy Clown. Once I figured the show bombs out, at least it's not my real name.
There you go. Right. See, look at that. Forward thinking.
That's right. Yeah. All right, clown.
But try that idea. Right, you might be surprised. Maybe that little radio theater thing, that might be your ticket to stardom.
I still can't believe. You're not kidding, right? You fucking actually saw me at that bar this weekend and said hello, and
yeah,
I didn't say shit.
I saw you right there. And I never believed hearing Rocket and Ronnie. I never believed you were really that short.
Look at him taking shots at you. You're losing left
and
right.
I'm 5'7".
Damn it. But still, it's just funny.
What was I wearing, clown? Do you remember?
I have no idea, man. I just remember your glasses. That was it.
My glasses? Fuck.
I had a few shots, so I remember. I saw your glasses. Like, that guy looks like Kieran, but I was like, but I ain't saying hello to him because it's not. I'm not looking like a jackass.
Wow. That's unbelievable. That place is a dump, though, clown. You got to pick a different strip club to go to.
Yeah, why don't you go to Gossip, dude?
You got to find a good strip club.
Why don't you go to Gossip?
Go to Cafe Royale.
No, that's not good.
That one's a good one.
Well, it's better than...
it's better than the scene.
Go to Gossip.
I was thinking about it. I don't go that too far from the house because I get drunk. I have to drive back and, you know, got to deal with all the cops that are fucking staking out in L.A., you know?
Yeah, you just want to kill them, right? You just want to butcher them into a million pieces.
This is cringe radio. All right, clown. All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Get back to the show.
Yeah.
Don't you guess? When do you do your show, dude? Plug your show real quick. Come on.
Yeah, give a plug.
Give a plug for my show?
Yes. To your show. That's how plugs work.
No, plug our show.
I'm just at dungeoncast.com. You know, crazy, uncensored talk shit.
When do you usually do your show? When can people expect a new show?
I usually try to put the shows out on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do it like every week or every 2 weeks, you know. Right. Usually it's 1 to 2 weeks, sometime around there, whenever I get around to doing it, because I record it, and I don't even edit the damn thing. I just throw it up on the server, and when it's up there, people just download it.
Mm-hmm. You got potential, clown. You just got to sew up some like loose ends, like, you know, when you're going to do the show and things like that. You'll be on your
way. Yeah. Trying to get on a steady thing, you know. I was very bad yesterday. I wound up almost went to the hospital for a heart attack, so I ain't did my show. So,
right,
you know, because I threw in a little tidbit about Lunatic Radio does clown.
Oh, great! All right, clown.
I plug your show too. You know, you guys plug mine. If I gotta plug you again,
all right. Just no knives involved. I want any knives involved.
No knives involved. I will tell you, my two drunk calls, one of them is scary. So don't freak out, all right?
All right. Why are they scary? Why does it have to be scary, clown? Not everything has to be crazy.
I was going along with the drunk, with the thing from last week.
All right. All right, clown. Before we let you go, do a liner for us so we can have it on file. Say this. Hey, this is Crazy Clown, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Hey. This is Crazy Clown, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
All right, there you go.
All right, there you go, guys.
All right, clown. Take care of yourself.
Hey, you too. Keep up the great work, guys.
Hey, clown.
What?
Oh, come on. Thank you, O&A, for that bit.
Yeah, I wasn't claiming it. It had to be. I was going to do it during the liner, but he was too scary for that. Your boy!
How crazy is that?
Your boy.
Oh my god. Yeah, you never heard him do his line, his sense of human?
No.
Oh yeah, that's his line.
Man, is that eerie.
I have a sense of human.
Of course you do. Because you have dead bodies around your house.
Oh my god. Yeah, he's gonna work another strip. Man, he's got some stories, man.
Alright,
Can I say something? He's got something there. It's just he needs to get away from like you know, like doing like a regular talk radio show. He should stick to like specific little niches. There's like this little niche of like kind of like, I don't want to say horror.
I tell you
like,
what, everybody.
Weird.
Everybody should check out his Halloween show because that shit will be scary.
That's what he should do.
If you want to get scared listening to the radio, listen to this Halloween show because that's the one I heard last year. That's the only one I've heard besides the clips you played last week on the show.
Right.
Wow. So Crazy Clown, if you're just tuning in, Crazy Clown, I went to a club this weekend, this place called The Scene on Long Island. And apparently I went to a bar and got a drink and Crazy Clown said hello to me and I didn't even know it was him. I didn't even acknowledge him. I just left.
You know what? It's just, you know, like
I don't remember that. I remember the whole night. I don't remember that.
You can't get drunk anymore at a bar. Because you know what's going to happen? One day you're going to get like toasted and you're going to be at a bar like passing out and all of a sudden you're going to feel like this hand like brush across your hair or some shit.
Like blowing on my neck.
Yeah, dude.
I turn around think it's a hot chick.
And it's going to be like
Crazy Clown, big red nose.
But it's going to be like oh, that's weird.
Here's some cuffs. Put these on now, little man. Thank God I was there with Polish Bob. Polish Bob is like a silverback gorilla. You don't mess with him. Man. You see Polish Bob in the jungle, you run away.
You want to take a break?
Yeah.
Get Rory going?
Yeah, take a break. We'll come back. Rory Karf, everybody. A lot more to do. I'll tell you what, Kelly Clarkson is becoming hotter and hotter to me.
She went to my cool list.
Yeah, dude.
This week.
I fucking dig Kelly Clarkson. And don't fucking be shitty about it.
Don't! Don't do it or we'll get clown after you to butcher you into a million pieces.
Don't call us fixed. Don't even joke about that. I swear to God.
I'll do whatever you want, guys. I'm your slave. I'm here for you guys. I'll kill anyone you want.
All right, here we go. Take a break. Come back. My lunaticradio.com show right after this.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio. And I'm feeling very gassy.
Show with their song Hate This Place.
Hate this place!
Now get connected to the music of 9mm Solution on the web at 9mmsolution.com or on MySpace at myspace.com/9mmsolution. Download songs, check out tour dates, bios, and more at 9mmsolution.com. When all else fails, choose the music of 9mm Solution.
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace, so if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
You know what's weird? Both of you idiots, listen to me.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to hate these guys when I call them, and I actually don't hate you. You're pretty cool.
Wow. It's a nice comment. Yes.
Hey, look at that. Thank you very much.
You guys actually just get it. You get comedy, and that's really refreshing because most radio guys are fucking assholes.
Exactly.
So thank you for just getting it. You know what I'm saying, stupid?
Well, yeah, yes, I do.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Crafty veteran. Yeah, everybody, LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. 206-202-5666. Nice. Joining us on the line is our buddy. He needs no introduction other than his name. His name is Rory Karf, comedian fellow out of North Carolina. Love the guy. Funny as hell. What's up, Rory?
What's going on, guys?
How'd you like that Crazy Clown segment?
That last segment. I mean, you got to tell that guy to dial down the enthusiasm. He was a little over the top. I mean, I could tell he was excited to be on the show, but it's like, calm down, okay? Take a Quaalude or something. He was a little little too rambunctious for my taste.
I tell you what, Rory, the people love you.
Thanks. It's good to know somebody does. No one in my immediate family loves me, but
the listeners are
strangers do.
The listeners are becoming huge fans of Rory. And they're sending them emails and stuff saying, hey, Rory, I like you. You're a funny guy. We loved you on the show. Stuff like that.
You know what I really love? I love it when the female listeners send me pictures of their breasts.
Yes.
It's a nice gesture.
That's a win-win.
I'll just keep encouraging it, please.
How's the wife going? You still pissing off the wife?
It's what I do, Kieran.
Yeah.
It's what I do. It's part of my bit. I act like an asshole to her, and she's like, you're such an asshole. I'm like, look, you don't understand. This is all for Lunatic Radio. This isn't really how I am. Gotta act like this. It's all for the guys at Lunatic.
All right.
Now suck my dick.
So what's new with the whole situation down there? I mean, you gotta stop being an ass.
Down there.
You gotta stop being an ass.
Are you talking about the wife, or are you talking about when I was on the road and I got a situation down there? If you know what I'm talking about.
Nice.
We're getting ass play on the road.
Time in Macon, in Georgia, you start to fraternize with the locals.
Really?
They give you the gift that just keeps on giving, if you know what I'm saying.
That's right. Don't you have a big time comedy gig coming up?
Come and done. Did that one. I actually had two shows scheduled for this week, and I had to cancel them.
Why?
Because the day job becomes a night job. And I think I told you guys that working on a movie documentary, and we're trying to finish it up this month. So it's just taking up a lot of time.
You sure it's just not a porno with you and your wife? No. Anything. Wow, I died on that one. Nothing. I just asked if it was a porno with you and your wife.
Oh, it's hard to hear you.
Yeah.
I know if you're mumbling, but it's not a porno with my wife. We couldn't make a whole film out of that. That could be like a 30-second short to play at a film festival or something, but not a feature-length film.
No. Yeah. You know, actually, we're becoming pretty good buddies with the Comedy Zone down there in Charlotte, North Carolina.
They're our MySpace buddies.
Yeah, they send us updates on their big-time gigs and stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. Maybe they can become my buddy. That would be sweet. Maybe they could return my calls every once in a while. That would be good.
Yeah, they have the Fat Man of Comedy playing tomorrow.
That's your boy.
The Fat Man of Comedy will be there. It's the Fresh Faces of Comedy, big show. Actually, it's a show that I'm promoting, co-promoting.
You're co-promoting?
Ooh. Co-promoting.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it just means I don't make any money. I just do a lot of thankless work and tell a lot of people about the show, but personally don't get a lot out of it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I do business, Kieran. If you need me to do some odd jobs around the house and not pay me for it, I'm your guy.
Rory was telling me today on the phone that the wife and the kid have been sick all week, and Rory's been nothing but a pain in the ass.
Rory, no way!
Of course.
Believe it or not, I know, shocking.
Why? Even when your wife is sick, you're a pain in the ass. Why is that?
Well,
who's making him dinner?
Yeah, she just wasn't looking good. You know, she wasn't keeping herself nice.
Dude, she's sick.
Yeah, and trying to take care of Cooper, who was also sick at the same time. That's our son. And
you put him in quarantine?
We had a couple big arguments over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Some huge arguments.
About what? What'd you do?
You want me to get her, guys?
Oh, yeah, why not? Get her.
It's up to you.
Throw her on the phone.
Better when she's on the phone, too, don't you think?
Is she sick?
She's not sick anymore, no.
Oh, okay.
All right, throw her on the phone.
She's lying in bed. Do you want me to put her in a wrestling move?
Yeah. Sure.
Drop an elbow on her.
Yeah, hit her with a lamp.
Drop an elbow. What I used to do is put her in the camel clutch.
Nice.
After we did it, she would turn over, and I'd be like, camel clutch time.
You know what? I always thought it was nice to wake up to a figure four leg lock.
You know what? You know how they always have like these weird names for sexual positions that are like really like uncalled for. That's the Rory Carp. You bang her and then you put her in, you know, the figure four leg lock or
it's
something.
It's fun, you know. They're not expecting it, you know.
Exactly.
You just made love. She's like, that was good. I'm like, yeah, that was good for me. Now let me put you in a Boston Crab.
Hey, Rory.
Oh my God, my back. What are you doing? You're insane. I'm like,
tap out, bitch.
Submit.
Rory, I'll help you out with this one. Is the wife really sleeping?
I don't know. I think she's reading a book.
Oh, okay.
Reads. What a loser!
I was gonna say if she was sleeping.
I'm like, you're not impressing anyone. All right, you don't need to read. All right, hold on. Let me go. Let me go. Drop an elbow. I'll keep the phone to the ear at the same time.
Ooh, look at this. This is like real time.
She's walking upstairs.
In the mansion, the Karpf mansion.
Yep, she's reading the book.
She's in the study.
Yeah, right.
Rory has a study.
Should I give her a splash?
Yeah.
Put your bag on her head.
Stop it!
Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Stop!
Rory, is she really reading or is she tied up?
Submit, bitch, submit.
Did you really go upstairs or downstairs in the basement?
What's that? Ow.
You sure?
Did you hear any of that?
Yeah, I heard it.
No, we got it.
Alright, hold on. She's frisky.
He's putting his wife in the couch clutch.
She's frisky. I mean, she's squirming. She's got duct tape around her hands.
Oh, Lauren picked up the phone.
Hello?
Lauren?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Lauren.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Why is your husband being a pain in the ass again?
That's just how he is.
What did he just do? Squirt you with water or something?
No, he stood on the bed.
He spit on the bed?
No, stood on it.
Ah.
And then he jumped on top of me and like bent my legs forward and then he jumped on me and held my legs forward. Just some wrestling move or something.
I started out with a Superfly snooker splash
on
the bed.
Nice.
And then tried to work that while she was prone into what you would describe, Kieran, as a figure four leg lock.
Gotcha.
But the thing is, we have a Tempur-Pedic bed, so I didn't really feel it when he stood on one side of the bed and was jumping. So you don't feel it on the other side.
It's the element of surprise, Kieran. That's what it's all about.
Wonderful.
If you and Rocket ever play that game when you guys are in bed,
of course,
the element of surprise.
Great, I'll write that. I'll jot that.
Do you guys ever, as a married couple, ever have like normal interaction? Like it seems like every time Rory wants you, he's like, "Go do this, take care of the kid," or if he like wants to get your attention, he hits you with something.
Yeah, basically how it goes.
What was really difficult when she was pregnant is what I used to do a lot before she was pregnant is sneak up on her and punch her in the stomach so it would knock the wind out of her. And I always had to stop myself because she was pregnant and she could lose the baby.
Good times.
And so he used to say to me, you should say thank you right now because I really wanted to punch you in the stomach just now. You should thank me for not doing that. Thanks. I'm not getting the wind out of me right now.
I tell you what, your husband is very considerate.
It is. Come on, that is fucking funny. When she's just standing there thinking she's all hot and cool and then bam, right in the kidneys and she's like wheezing and she does that thing where she sticks her hand out like she might throw up.
Wait, but then if you do it, if I like so much as like just like tap him on the stomach, he's like, why would you do that to me? You know, he gets real mad.
It's abuse.
Rory just got finished putting his dropping the hammer on his wife on the bed. He did the the Hulk Hogan leg splash.
Sure,
I try teabagging her a lot too.
Nice.
Ever since you made that suggestion, when she's sleeping, I'll try to do a sneak attack with my balls on her face.
Do you enjoy that, Lauren?
Yeah, is that romantic?
Yeah, that really turns me on.
Does Rory ever like
the little things?
Does Rory ever, like, you know, do the romantic thing? Does he ever take you out to dinner or maybe even cook for you? Anything. Has that ever happened?
Rory's actually very romantic.
Ooh.
Believe it or not.
Really?
He has to be because he does so much, like, he screws up, like, 364 days of the year. That, like, one day of the year, he's very romantic.
So you guys have
he's
a lot
around
of...
around my birthday.
You guys...
All he did was... we got married the day before my birthday.
Oh, wow.
So he just combines the birthday and anniversary, and he's always very romantic.
What a cheap fuck.
Yeah, really. Smart. See, Rory, you gotta write a book about this stuff. That's a smart move.
That's all right, romance. I try to combine things. I'm like, let's get married on your birthday, and then we'll say that's Christmas.
Like, that's, well, what he does, you know, he does good presents, and when he did a romantic proposal, he snuck a, in a menu, he put, wrote a romantic thing, stuck it in a menu and surprised me.
Lauren, what do you see in your husband, honestly?
What?
Other than that, he's a comedian.
That's horrible.
I don't know.
That's not cool.
I'm sorry, Rory. But, all right, bring me back to, like, the first time you guys met. Tell me about that situation. How'd that happen? Freak accident?
The first time we met, we were, like, 10.
Oh, that's what, you got one of those relationships.
No, we weren't dating then, but I do remember he was, like, the class clown. I thought he was really funny.
Well, tell him about that story with the pen.
Yeah, so what I remember about Rory is that we were in class, and, like, he was a kid, like, when he walked in, he, like, everyone would be like, oh, he's in our class, like, now we're going to have extra homework, because the teachers would get, like, so annoyed, and, you know, he always got everyone in trouble, because the teacher would get so frustrated. So there was this one day, Rory was chewing on a pen, and the pen exploded in his mouth, and he's like, oh, there's a pen in my, you know, the black ink, so, like, all over his mouth, and the teacher, like, wouldn't let him wash the ink out, because she was, like, hated him so much. So, like, 20 years later, I happened to, like, run into Rory again. I'm like, do you remember when that happened? Like, that's how I remembered him.
Jesus.
So, you know, that story, but he stuck in my mind.
And you found him hot.
I chewed on pens, guys. Chewed on pens like I chew on my woman. Like, this is going to be you in 20 years. Take notice. I like to gnaw on my woman.
This is going to be your box.
With liquid.
It's awful.
Unbelievable.
Did he tell you that our son was sick this week?
Yeah, he said that both of you were sick.
Oh, yeah. And did he tell you how much he helped?
Well, I got to assume not a lot.
Yeah.
This is what happened. So Cooper had, like, horrible diarrhea, like, exploding through his diaper, and it was, like, dripping down my legs. It was so bad. It was
pretty funny, huh, guys?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's sucks. So sucks to be Lauren.
Yeah, sucks to be you. I'm going to be downstairs playing a little Super Nintendo.
As this is happening, Rory's like, do you like my new haircut? You didn't notice it. You must hate it. I'm like, okay, I'm covered in diarrhea.
Oh,
it's not mine.
Why aren't you jolly?
Not like, can I get you a towel? That's gross.
No, why are you get all covered in it then?
It's all about Rory.
Got me
Rory.
A sweet looking fade on the sides.
Like, nice. Why don't you feel like having sex tonight? I don't understand. I'm like, I've been thrown up on like 60 times.
Well, what Lauren's not saying is, well, she's not a very good storyteller. But let me intervene for her. She also had excruciating migraine headaches that we thought might be a tumor. We thought it might be a brain tumor.
No, we didn't think that.
Yeah.
You thought it.
But we didn't do anything about it, Rory.
What I used the word tumor. Rory was not helping at all. I had the worst headache for like 2 weeks. It was horrible. Oh. And he like doesn't help at all with anything. So Cooper was really, really sick. And I was like, I have a horrible migraine headache. And he wasn't helping. So then I was like, I think I might have a tumor. So then he helped.
So it took a tumor for him to get up.
Help. I have to be dying.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I have to almost be dying of a brain tumor.
Well, I thought what happened was that you were sleeping, and I got nervous because I was looking up headaches on the internet, and then I saw that could be a sign of a tumor, so I woke you up out of sleep, and I said, Lauren, you might have a brain tumor.
Oh, yeah,
and then I put you in a deep scare for the rest of the week, and it turns out you just had a migraine.
Oh, my God.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. Dude, I tell you what, it must be a delight living with Rory.
Back to how we met. What Lauren's not saying, actually, is she first ran into my mom, who set us up.
I thought we weren't telling anybody this, like, ooh, horrible story about how we've no lives.
Uh-oh.
We, Lauren and I knew each other. She had that big crush on me, and I just wasn't feeling her when I was 10 years old.
And he was wearing, like, black stonewashed jeans and Velcro sneakers.
That's how I roll. The ladies like the Velcro and the
and like a Muppet Babies t-shirt.
Muppet Babies were big back then, Lauren. So I wasn't into her then, you know, kind of more into He-Man and the Muppet Babies and stuff like that. And my mom ran into her when we were in college and or after college. And Lauren pretty much pimped my mom out for me. She tried to get my number. Said, you got to get this guy Rory to call me. She's like, I'm desperate. And got the number from my mom. I'm like, Mom, I don't want to call her up. And my mom's like, look, she'll probably be an easy way. And she's like, come on, Rory. She's like, it's worth a blowjob. And I'm like, you're right, Mom, it is. It is worth a blowjob. So,
and was she wrong?
Yeah, that's true. She was right for the first few months. So then I called up Lauren, and, you know, she's got to act like she's all smart all the time. Like, she's, like, talking about, first time I called, I'm nervous. I'm like, hey, Lauren, this is Rory. You remember me from elementary school? She's like, oh, yeah, hi. I'm on the other line. Hold on 1 second. And then she put me on hold for, like, 5 minutes.
No, what was happening on the other line was, I was talking to this girl that Rory went to high school with. I'm like, I have to go. It's Rory Clark. And she's like, oh, my God, don't talk to him. He's such a loser.
Oh, yeah, my God. Come on. That friend she was talking to, by the way, had like 11 chins. And I think I blew a load in her eye one time during senior week just by accident. And she was like holding a grudge. Whatever. Lauren hung with a lot of fat chicks. It is. Come on. All your friends were at least 350.
Wow.
Anyway,
that's not friends. That's
true.
A football squad.
Lauren was like the good-looking friend, you know, that they all like.
Because I'm so ugly, right?
No, I just said you're the good-looking friend. The fat chicks worshipped you, but you like to hang out with fat chicks.
That's
it made you feel
true.
Better. Lauren, you enjoy hanging out with fat women. Admit it.
It's
so. If I introduce a good-looking woman for you to hang out with, you're not interested. You're only interested in her obese older sister.
You get real mad at me if we're out and I point out a fat person. You get all mad that I.
Because I know you're going to want to be friends with them.
It's
true. It's crazy. But
he doesn't let me point out fat people or ugly people.
Okay, so getting back to the story, I called Lauren, she put me on hold, and, you know, I'm trying to talk about everyday stuff, like, hey, do you watch television? And she's like, oh, I don't watch television.
I'm not saying that is a
she's
lie.
Like, television? Oh, that's a waste of energy in your mind.
Not.
She's like, I've been reading a couple of good books of poetry lately, and I'm like, oh, what has my mom gotten me into?
Right.
She's playing one of her practical jokes.
He's not even telling
this.
Right,
this is the truth. This is the truth. This is the truth.
Rory only speaks the truth. Come on now.
So, I decide to go out with her.
No, wait. Hold on. The conversation went like this. He said something like, so, like, what do you do? And I said, I'm a teacher. He goes, that's cool.
What?
That's cool. I'm like, gosh, that sounds really uneducated.
No,
what,
shit.
That was cool. Well, what's the big deal? I thought that was cool. That
you kept saying that.
Wait, why do you have to put...
Like, do you like The Simpsons? I'm like, yeah, I like The Simpsons. He's like, that's cool.
Wait, Rory, why do you have to put like a wacky spin on the word cool?
That's the Rory-esque.
That's what he was saying, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to go out with this guy. So then he's like...
I was going through that phase that people go through when they spell cool, K-E-W-L. It's a very common phase.
Yes.
I'm sure you guys have been there.
Sure.
So,
that's a cigarette brand.
So he said, you know, do you want to go out sometime? And I really did have parent-teacher conferences. I was a teacher back then, and, you know, I figured I would just call him back. Plus, I wasn't sure, you know, I really didn't know with someone that was speaking like that. You know, if it was that bad on the phone,
sure.
You know, what was, you know, I just had this picture in my head of what he would look like now.
She thought I was a wigger.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, man.
No, what Lauren's leaving out, guys, and I'm sorry we're totally monopolizing the show.
No, go ahead.
Okay, you like this.
What she's leaving out is that I said, oh, well, you've got parent-teacher conferences, and she's like, yeah, I'll just call you next week. And I'm like, okay. Oh, I said, wait a second. You don't have my number. And she's like, oh, yeah. Let me get that for me.
Wow. So she was
pictured doing like the fake writing on a piece of paper, like she's pretending to write it down, but she's really not writing it down.
Well, the first three digits were 555.
So in reality,
right, exactly.
Lauren was trying to blow you off from the get-go.
Well, yeah, apparently.
Look at that. And you infected her with your disease.
That's right. He ultimately won.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had our first date. We went. It was like not a blind date because we knew each other, but I don't know.
And he showed up like 40 minutes late.
Nice, Rory. That's fashionably late.
Wait, Roy, did you?
Fashionably late. Am I right? So you got to leave her wanting it.
Exactly.
You got to want it when I come in through the door.
Love how Rory thinks.
Not coming. I almost left.
Yeah, it was, and you know, standing in front of the door is this like morbidly obese woman, and then behind her was Lauren. So I was like, oh, phew.
Did like, you? Wow.
It turns out it was just Lauren's best friend that she was hanging out with at the time.
Of course.
Lauren likes to hang with all those people you see on the Jerry Springer show that have to
Where
get like a cream
list.
Where
are you coming up with this from? I don't
all
have
your
one
friends
fat
are
friend.
Fat.
Some of my friends are not attractive, but none of them are fat.
Her friends are morbidly, sickly obese.
Right, I don't know where you're coming up with.
Your friends are grossly unhealthy. And they're Lauren, so unappealing.
Lauren, do you hang around with fat people to make yourself feel better?
Some of my friends, I'll give them that some of my friends are not attractive, like back then. I don't think my friends now are unattractive, but my one friend that he's talking about from back then was very unattractive, but she was not fat.
Oh, yeah, by the way, FYI, don't tell your friends that we're on the show. Probably not a good move.
And make the
my
dinner parties a little scrambled.
North Carolina are not ugly. My friends from...
The only reason your friends in North Carolina aren't ugly is because I forbid you to hang out with unattractive people.
But none of my friends were ever morbidly obese.
They were pretty grotesque. She's, I don't know.
So you were on the first date.
We went out on the date. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What were you going to say, Kieran?
You were on the first date. Did you end up, you know, tapping that ass or what?
Well, the second date. The first date was like a after work lunch, and then the second date, I asked her if she wanted to go to a work party. And
he brought his best friend with us. That was fun.
Yeah, about my best friend Ronnie.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this guy doing here?
He was my escort, my chaperone.
Why do you need a chaperone to hang out with the chick?
That guy came with us on our first 10 dates.
What?
He's my boy.
Why? Why, Rory?
Four bitches, am I right, fellas?
That's right.
Four bitches. Come on, Kieran. You know that you would you'd go down with Crazy Clown before you went with any bitch. Am I right?
All right, let's keep the Crazy Clown out of the conversation.
Yeah, Kieran.
Let's go to that bar you two like to hang out at on the weekends. It's all about you two.
It ain't about me in this conversation. You're the dude that has to bring friends along to go hang out with a chick. What's up with that?
And this guy's like so socially awkward. It's like uncomfortable. Like he'd be like, if he hates like girls, like I would go to hug him goodbye and he'd be like, he'd be like, Rory, I hate you. Like go on his rant while he doesn't like Rory.
The only thing he requested to do that Lauren had to freak out about is he asked that when Lauren and I make love, if he could stand in the room and masturbate. And, I mean, to me, what's the big deal? I'm like, he's not going to touch you.
That's true. That's
true. Lauren's a prude.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
I tapped it on the first date, and Lauren, tell him the line I used to get you in the sack.
Ooh.
I don't remember.
You remember the line? I brought up the line about elementary school.
I think I just jumped in.
No, what I said, Lauren goes, I don't know if I want to have sex. I don't feel like we know each other. And I said, come on, Lauren, we're not in the third grade anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
Waiter, winner over.
Smooth operator.
Obviously. I forgot about that.
Yes. That's true.
And then I'm like, and then later on he's like, I wasn't going to call you again after that because I thought that was pretty slutty of you to sleep with me that soon.
Oh, that's right. Geez.
I'm like, then why would you say that line?
Yeah.
You two are nuts.
She put the guilt trip on me, though.
I think you should. You two should have your own radio show.
Yeah, really?
On the Wii Network or something.
Too.
What?
We used to have our own radio show.
You should. Well,
it was me, her, and Crazy Clown. Had our own radio show.
I tell you what,
stalking.
You want to spice up the relationship? I'd bring Crazy Clown into the fucking mix.
Oh boy,
yeah, he's a little
okay. Let's
bring a couple knives.
Let's not
clown music.
That's the story how we met.
Yes.
That's awesome.
All right.
It was all downhill from there.
You know that show, How I Met Your Mother, where like they talk about these... If we did it online, it would be like on Showtime, where it'd just be me being really like physically and emotionally abusive our first couple of days.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is great. This is great. They seriously could have their own show.
We should do like the over under on Rory and Lauren's marriage.
What?
How long was it going to last?
Oh, that's not nice. Don't do that. That's not cool.
What?
What's the under? I got $50 on that one.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
You guys are crazy. All right.
Yeah, well, Lauren and I. How many times do we have sex this past weekend?
Oh.
I don't know.
3 times, I think.
3 times?
He's keeping track. Lauren's like, I don't know, whatever.
She doesn't remember.
I'm like, I can't really remember. Oh, yeah, it was like 3.5. One of those was a half because then you got a burning sensation, remember?
Unbelievable.
Awful. Lauren is such a good sport. She
I know.
Puts up with
I really don't know how she puts up with this guy.
Wait, you have to tell.
Oh, embarrassing Rory story.
He's like, you should do these exercises so that we can have longer sex. Like, you should be giving me hand jobs and then stop, and like give me a little more of a hand job and then stop, and then use lube on the hand job and then do a little of that and then stop. I'm like, this sounds like a lot of work.
Can I go to bed? Look. And
you have to do all these exercises.
Here, next time you hop in the sack, you know, I'm sure your load will blow off the chick's head. It'll be so huge. But when you go, Lauren likes to have sex like once a week. And I said, look, if we have sex once a week, it's going to be like 40 seconds long, if that.
Right.
Because I'm building up the whole week. And it doesn't matter if I stroke it or whatever. It's not the same as your sweet, sweet clam.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, and I told Lauren, I said, look, if you don't want to do it, then you got to give me hand jobs like all the time.
Jesus Christ. Why is it always Lauren? Why is it always Lauren that has to do something?
And then we'll do it like three times a week's not even good enough. It has to be like every single day.
You know what? I totally see like they're in bed and Lauren's got like her right hand like stroking him and the left hand she's got a book and she's reading.
I know.
I'm like, no, I'm 28 years old. I'm not giving hand jobs to my husband. I'm like, that was like when I was, you know, when you're younger.
Oh. That's when you would the black guys would get in the line.
Remember? That's
fine. That was in college when you did that. That was where the dick sucking contest.
Good times, good times.
Yo, I got nixed. Yeah, Lauren heard that a lot.
Out of a hand job.
I got nixed.
But I'm not getting anything out of the sex either, so I guess what's the difference? And it would be less messy.
Well, she says to me, I'm pumping away, and she says last night, she goes, look, I'm just not going to have an orgasm to finish. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not? I mean, what kind of...
That's rough. Oh, man, that is rough.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, you know.
Encouraging.
Yeah.
Well, Rory.
Before we had sex, I go, I really don't feel like having sex tonight. He's like, you know, we never have sex. I go, we just had sex yesterday. Oh, we have to do it every day. I'm like, oh, Rory, I'm tired. And he's like, come on. I was like, fine. So I really didn't want to. I was so tired. And I, you know,
she's breaking up.
Didn't, you know, feel that good. And I just wanted it to be over.
Yep, I'm a regular Don Juan.
Yeah, you guys are funny though.
Unbelievable,
unbelievable. I want to spend a week at the Carf House.
I know.
Like, I just want to like.
We should have our own webcam.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa,
it's fucking boring. It'd be just me eating cereal in bed begging.
Yeah.
Just be that for 20 hours. Me eating like Fruit Loops. Come on. And then Lauren yelling at me for getting them all on the cover.
That's entertaining.
Yeah, I know. You hear the kids screaming from the other room. He'd be like, Lauren, go get that.
Yeah, nudge. Come on.
No, he doesn't say. He pretends he doesn't hear it.
Right. Of course. But you're right next to him.
That spontaneous deafness is kicking in again.
I do the pretend sleep.
The other day, he goes in the room. He sees the baby. The baby's crying. He looks at the baby in the crib, and he walks out of the room. I go, where's Cooper? And he's like, well, he's crying. I go, you didn't pick him up? He's like, no.
Jesus Christ.
There was no instinct there to pick up the crying child.
I brought him to you. Remember, you're like, can you go she said, can you go get Cooper? He's crying. It was the middle of the night. I'm like, no problem. So I went up, got him, and brought him right to Lauren.
There you go.
Back to back.
Like, bring Lauren the problems. That's the way it works in the Carp family. Oh, man. All right, kids. You guys are funny.
I love it. They're the best. The Carps are the best.
Honestly. I want to see you guys on, like, ABC or something.
Yeah, have a show. Oh, I'd watch it. It's fantastic.
I just want, like, an audio feed. Can you hook up, like...
very interesting.
Can you hook up, like, a boom mic to your apartment or something? Unbelievable, these two.
Yeah, just have, like, streaming audio. And, like, we just go to the website, and we could just listen to, like, the, like, just, like, you know, the house noises of things going on. Rory fake snoring so he doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Coop crying, you know?
How about Rory's like running around in his Scooby-Doo pajamas?
I'm wearing Scooby-Doo pajamas right now. Like, you act like there's something wrong with that.
No, man, that's styling, man. That's
from
styling.
A birthday party last week with full decorations. You get to see a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to tell them everything, Lauren. Yeah.
You're telling them about, like, having sex with me. I don't want to hear.
Lauren, believe me, a lot of people have done that before. It's really not that big of a deal.
All right, Lauren and Rory Carf, two funny people.
Love them. They're the
Rory,
best.
If you don't know, is the comedian in the family.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I think Lauren could do it. I think she could get it. Would you ever, Lauren, would you ever do it? You're going on stage and just, like, talk about, like, you know, life with Rory?
He would get upset.
I would get upset.
Every time we hang up from this radio station, why do you have to be mean?
Jesus.
Oh, man. Every time.
Rory, you know what? Next,
a little uncomfortable.
Well, you're like mean about me. Your whole stand up act is mean about me.
What did I ever say that was mean?
Everything.
Oh.
Your whole stand up act is mean.
Now they're just arguing.
Yeah.
What am I saying about this mean about you?
I don't remember anymore. But I'm
just going
to
argue.
It is mean. How many emails did I get this week? Like, I can't believe you're married to that guy. You should get his divorce.
Well, yeah, but they're all from your mom.
They're from, like, strangers that I don't even know, like, offering me to come live at their house.
This is
like,
a show. Just let them go.
Whatever.
See how far they go.
It's cool.
You guys going to fight now?
I don't know. Can we have makeup sex, Lauren?
That's all he cares about.
At least most couples get that after they argue, but Lauren just likes the arguing and not the making up.
Whatever. Just like, yada, 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 bigger, bigger, let's go, sex. Come on, even sex.
MySpace.com/RoryVision is Rory's website. I wish Lauren had one. I'm sure she does.
She does have one, but it's like blocked because she's so cool.
Yeah, right.
Well, I read that, like... like, internet predators can take pictures of kids and do stuff, and mine's all pictures of Cooper.
He's 5 months old. An internet predator's not going to want to fiddle with his diddle yet.
You need a couple of years.
Yeah, it's going to be at least till he's
I don't ever check my mom's face. If somebody really is so inclined that they want to see it, they can click on your thing and then click on mine and be my friend.
There you go.
There it is.
There you go. Lauren's hot, too, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. She'll only be your friend, though, if you're sickly, disgustingly obese.
Of course. All right, you crazy kids.
All right.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks
have fun. All right, take care of yourself.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Lori and Roran Karf. Roran. Did I say? I said Roran.
Roran.
Rory and Lauren Karf.
I think the thing that Rory's supposed to plug was that Fresh Faces of Comedy that's going on tomorrow, Tuesday night, 8:29. So if you listen to this Wednesday, you missed it. Doors open at 7:30, 2-for-1 admission with the flyer. I guess go to their website to get it. 516 North College Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. Or you could just call 704-348-HA-HA.
Yep. And that's at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina, everybody.
Tomorrow night.
All right. So with that, we'll take a break, come back. More LunaticRadio.com show madness, everybody, right after this.
One more break.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Now Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a t-shirt.
I know. All right.
Anytime you need some sex, Pop, just give me a call.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
TPSRadio.net is the home for the wacky hijinks that is.
Lunatic Radio. When you're not hanging with Kieran, Rocket, and Ronnie Beans, take a little more time out of your narcissistic life to listen to more great TPSRN programming. Check out more zany comedy on the Craig Coleman Show, in quotes, the Kelly and Alana Show,
true stories of Kelly and Alana's South Bay adventures,
and see what piece of studio equipment self-destructs on Brian Scott's two-hour allotment of airtime.
I don't know if you can still hear me out there, but Ray, my main computer just took a big, gigantic shit.
Find out about these shows and more by clicking on the shows link at tpsradio.net. More of the lunaticradio.com show coming up.
Yeah, what up, everybody? Yeah, yeah. LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show. LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline. 206-202-LOON. 206-202-5666. Something like that. I love the Entourage. Season finale last night. If you missed it, I'll blow it for you right now. Ari Gold got fired. And that's the way it happens. We're doing the phone call show today, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Joining us on the phone is our boss over there at the tpsradio.net. His name's Ray Garcia. He's a lovely, fine young man.
He's a lovely young man.
Ray, you're not young, are you?
Well, I think technically I'm the boss of TPX Radio for you guys.
Right, right. You're our boss, right?
It's just a different station.
It's taking toilet paper to the extreme, right?
Exactly. You guys are on the X now, baby. Come on.
That's right. Because we're extreme, right, Ray?
We're crazy. We got the crazy font.
We got the crazy font.
We got crazy font.
We got crazy font, you fuckers. You can't mess with us.
Crazy font.
We're nuts. We have Ray on the phone for a reason, everybody.
We just didn't want to chit-chat with him?
No, we just don't want to chit-chat with Ray. Oh. We always have to have a point to talk to you.
Because we don't like talking to Ray just to chit-chat.
Right.
We'll get all the chit-chat done at the expo.
That's right.
Right.
A lot of alcohol.
Maybe some
That's right.
Fisticuffs.
I can't wait. I'm excited for that, by the way. That's going to be a lot
of fun. That's going to be a good time.
Definitely, definitely.
Ray's got a plush suite for us, right?
It should be pretty nice. I got the vibrating bed for you, Kieran.
Thank you very much, Raymond.
Bring a stack of quarters. I know you normally do.
I will make sure I dial room service on your bill.
Right.
If you see hookers on there, on the tab, that's my call. Thank you.
I will have the bill sent directly to you.
Why? You're the boss. You're supposed to handle that stuff.
Yeah, you got the jet, man. Come on.
To us, Raymond, this trip is all business.
Yeah.
So it goes on your tab.
Tax write-off, baby.
See, I'm just going there to have some drinks. There is no place too far that I won't drive to get me some drinks.
All right. So we have Ray on the phone, everybody. Ray runs the TPSradio.net, has a sister station called TPXR. Now, that's where all the comedy shows. Ray's got a multi-million dollar operation going on, right, Ray?
Sure.
Well, Ray's the head of the two networks, the network that is. Ray, tell everybody about the network so we can get that out of the way.
TPX Radio, also known as The X, is basically all of our comedy and music shows. That used to be over at TPS Radio. We went ahead and moved them all over to this new station and are adding a bunch of new stuff as we're going. So we got a lot of exciting stuff going on. We just added a bunch of new shows last week, so things are going good.
The Silicon Valley Internet Communications Network, now that is the big ship, right?
That's right. We have worked out a partnership with them, so they will be assisting us in a lot of our streaming stuff and the chat room and such as that, and hopefully in the future, maybe some advertising revenues and such. So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Now, Ray, you get people wanting to join the network, what did you say, every day or so?
Oh, yeah. We get emails quite a bit for people that are looking to join up with us and join the family.
Now, we got word that one of the other, one internet radio show out of Chicago wanted to join the network, right?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I did get an email from the host that you would be talking about.
Yes. His name is Mike D, everybody. Mike D from the great show Fag Car Radio.
Not that guy.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
He's back around?
Now, apparently, Mike wanted to join the network, and on Mike's show this past week or whatever, he does like more shows than one now. I don't know. He's an idiot. Why more work? So Mike did his show, and Mike claimed that the TPX radio array came to him to join the network.
Completely untrue.
We have audio, actually, of what Mike said on his program, and he just went off and pretty much tore apart our buddy there, Raymond.
Really?
And his network. And insulted every show on the network.
On the network. So he went over after an entire network of shows.
Yes.
One guy.
So let's listen. Ray, you want to do this? We'll listen to the audio of his show. And every time he has a lie, we'll stop it and
point it out.
Point it out. That's
okay.
That's what we'll do. Okay, here we go. This is that dude.
I don't usually like to do this, and I haven't done this in a while. I know the listeners like to know the drama that is going on behind the scenes with this show.
Oh, by the way, no one cares about the drama on your show.
Yeah.
No one listens to your show, Mike. Mike, you have done something that no other radio DJ in history has done. You have cornered the 14-year-old market. Thank you very much. If you could, send me emails on how you did that, because I want to know. I want young kids listening to my program.
As you know, right now, we're working out a new deal with a new syndication company.
So are you really?
Wow.
Are you really working out a deal with another syndication company, you internet radio show?
What happened to the first one?
Oh, the GCN or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Mike D claimed that he had a syndication deal with the GCN Syndication Network. Just stop. Just stop. Syndication.
Stop it.
High band AM stations. Literally a dog couldn't hear.
Oh, he's working a syndication deal with CB Channel 24.
Right, that's what it is. UHF.
Nice!
Coming to a town near you.
That we could get back on the real airwaves. Our
this
last
is real, man. Come
yeah,
on.
I think it's real.
I think it's real.
Our last syndication dumped us because they thought we were too filthy for the air.
Fuck that nonsense.
Exactly. People like normal sounding conversation.
Stick a shit dick up your cunts, people that canceled this
That's
show.
That's normal.
Wait, what?
So,
I don't know. Apparently he has two comedians on his program with him.
He obviously didn't fill them in prior to this rant.
Right.
As to what was actually going on.
Uh-huh.
So they're just trying to go with them, and they're just rambling nonsense that didn't really make sense. Nothing against them. He just didn't inform them, obviously. Way to go. Pat on the back there.
Right.
And I don't even care. Here's the story. There's this new online radio network that is coming out, and they're putting on the face that they're huge already. You know, like, hi, we saw your show. This is an email again. We saw your show. We were wondering if you would be interested in joining our network. Of course, we haven't listened to your show yet, and it would have to be screened, and we'd have to go over to...
Lie.
What?
Lie.
Lie alert.
Lie. Raymond, tell us the truth here. You didn't go to him.
No, that's completely untrue. Basically, what happened is we put a press release out, and we also put a posting over at Podcast Alley and some of the other podcast forums, because a lot of shows out there do want to take that next step and do a live show. So that's basically what we've done, and he sent us an email on, I could tell you the exact date, August 13th.
August 13th.
August 13th, he sent us an email, and the email said exactly this. I'll read it to you.
Go ahead.
Can we be on your network again, Mike D?
Professional. Now, professionally
very
done.
Nice. Wow.
Now, Mike was actually part of TPS Radio a long time ago, back when we were part of Live 365.
Right.
And I decided to drop the show. One, because we just weren't getting all that much listeners during his show, and two, he just made some comments regarding listeners that I just felt was I just wasn't comfortable with. He basically was trashing on listeners. And this wasn't in public. This was in private conversations with somebody that I think we both knew.
Right.
So I just felt that it wasn't right. And since we weren't getting a whole lot of listeners anyways, excuse me, I decided to just go ahead and drop the show. I didn't have any hard feelings for the guy. I just said, you know, it's not working out.
Right. And, see you later. All right, so here we go. More audio.
To make that choice. But if you are interested in the network, here's a couple things. Your show has to be exclusively on our website. You can't have our stream on anyone else's website, including your own. And that's due to our licensing, which... Please. So, anyways, if you're not getting the story...
Wait, what's the please?
Please what?
That's the deal he has. This is the way he runs his own network.
Exactly, please. Rocket. If you don't like the deal, then fucking shut up. Don't
do it.
Yeah.
Let me clarify, because I think there's something that's not being said here, is that for the shows that are on TPX Radio, and this applies to Lunatic Radio, Animal House, Fueled by Beer, everyone that's on all the future shows, all that we're asking is that the live show be through our stream so that we can monitor numbers. Now, I know that if we had a show... such as Red Bar Radio, and we asked for their numbers, I am pretty certain that I would not get truthful information.
Exactly.
And that's just Red Bar, just any shows, because just that's the way show hosts are. They like to make it sound like they're bigger than they are. And nothing wrong with that.
Oh, this guy is the fucking king of this, dude. Mike D at Red Bar Radio is the biggest fucking spinner of his. He calls them numbers. Oh, this show's bringing in huge numbers compared to everybody else. Are you fucking insane even saying that as an internet radio DJ, you idiot? It's not like fucking Arbitron is governing fucking internet radio.
Calm down.
Makes me want to punch him in the head, I swear to God.
Relax.
This new website.
Let me finish my point before you guys keep going. The reason that we do this so that we can have everything exclusively live through our stream is so that we can report those numbers to the Silicon Valley Internet Communications Network and use those numbers for advertising in the future.
Right.
So it's a lot harder to get everybody's numbers together. It's a lot easier to get everyone to come to one place. That's a solid business plan. And, you know, it's the way that we've chosen to do things. And it's not something that's unreasonable. I mean, a lot of shows are looking to join up.
How is that unreasonable? It's not at all. You just do the live broadcast through fucking TPX Radio.
If you don't want it, fine. Goodbye.
Yeah.
The show is also, you guys can run your replays wherever you want. We're not asking to take control of your replays or your podcast or anything like that. And you guys still own, you guys, Kieran, you guys and Rocket, you all own everything regarding Lunatic Radio.
Right. If
none of that comes over to me.
Ray, if you fucking owned our show, we wouldn't be on iTunes. Our show wouldn't be listed on iTunes.
Right.
We couldn't do that.
Right.
But that's not what Ray's asking. He's just asking to do the live show through his network. That's it.
I just don't think it's a cool thing to do either.
And you're doing it for free. You're paying for it, Ray.
I'm not making any money.
I know, he's not. Ray's putting his own money into this deal. He's letting you broadcast on his dime for free.
Yeah.
And giving you a chat room, which he paid hundreds of dollars for.
Yeah.
Well, and some shows also, the reason that, you know, that some other shows have joined us as well is that I'm taking away that extra cost that they're doing, that they're making for their own streams.
Right.
And the plus is that it's also a licensed stream, so you can play whatever you want. So, I mean, in that aspect, it's also saving them money and, you know, and it's just, you know, growing our family. And that's really something I want to emphasize about our stations, is that everybody is very cool to each other and supportive. And I think that's what's important. That's what's going to make us very, very good.
No egos, right, Ray?
No, none at all. I mean, I'm very happy with the lineup that we have going on here. And the people that are going to be joining us in the future, I can't say who yet, but because we're still negotiating.
Right.
I mean, this is going to be a fun group of people to hang out with. I mean, I'm going to hang out with you guys at the expo, and, you know, how cool is that?
Yeah, that's cool. We got it going, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. You guys can go ahead.
Let's go. I got some more audio here, so here we go.
And new, and I love this. A lot of people think they could just open a website, call it an internet radio station, and the next day they're going to have a million people coming to the site.
Do we think that, Ray? Do we think that we're going to open up a website and have millions of listeners the next day? They're just going to come flocking in. Do we think that, Ray?
This is internet radio. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Exactly.
I've made it very clear when we made our announcement. We're brand new. We're right. obviously looking for listeners. We're trying to bring listeners in to check out some of this great programming.
Thank you very much, Ray.
What's well, not go. How it works. I'm going to tell you what it's called, and usually I wouldn't because I don't even want to drive traffic to sites that I don't enjoy.
Right. Misspell it.
I can't. You know what? I won't give you the web address. I'll just tell you what the network's called. It's called the TPX Radio Network.
Anything with TPX.
Now, they used to be called the TPS Radio Network, and it was a sports network. Now they have like a sister network, and they put an X instead of an X because now it's TP Extreme.
TPX.
Because our show is so extreme, and every show they have has scratchy font as their logo.
Oh, God.
Some form of a scratchy font as their logo.
What do you mean scratchy?
You know, like if you're extreme, your logo can't just be regular words. It has to have like pieces of
jumping off the letters.
You know, it's got to be all broken up and so distorted.
Can I interrupt right in there? I'll get graphical with you, Mike. It's called distorted or eroded. And newsflash, you use a similar font. Way to go.
Douche.
Way to go.
Douche. Is that all you have, Mike?
Way to go.
Is that all you have? To rip
way
on,
to go.
To rip on our, the way our logo looks?
Yeah.
You douche. Is that all you have? Apparently he's not responding.
We're broken.
Because that's extreme. I mean, that point. Represents that you
Somebody
are extreme and outside the box.
Someone shot our logo.
So I go to their website. Everything is extreme and crooked and slanted, you know, to show that we're not your mom's radio station.
Ooh. We're 1996's word, extreme.
But here's the thing, and not to diss any of the shows.
We
that
rode
are with
our
them.
Rollerblades to work.
Yeah.
We go base jumping.
I waxed a curb on the way to work.
Flip and Ollie. I don't know any more extreme terms we know.
These fucking comedians are horrible.
Well, you know what? I got to pardon them because they're, you know, they're just trying to make their own name. So they're trying to work with, you know, Mike didn't obviously prep them beforehand to like at least explain to them what's going
on. Leave them out of the conversation.
Yeah.
That's
well,
good.
That was extreme. And Ollie
is extreme.
Ollie was extreme
Ollie's
in 1996.
Like, motherfucker.
So you have a rivalry with these guys then,
well,
now.
I don't want to diss any of the shows that are on this network because I am friendly with some of the shows that signed up.
They all stink.
They do. No, they don't all stink, but they don't have the numbers. They don't have the numbers we do.
Wow. Greatest line ever in the history of internet.
Honestly.
Ever.
Honestly, if you are a fan of internet radio, which I don't think you are, When an internet radio DJ talks about bringing in numbers, it's just a blatant lie. There's no way to exactly tell how many listeners you bring in. And if you do bring in listeners, it's not a lot. Trust me.
Actually, Kieran, I fax them out numbers every week.
You do?
Yes, I do. Because that's realistically the only way you could possibly find out.
All right, here we go.
And this company writes to me with the nerve like, okay, we have to, it's our decision, and we can be picky. But how? Why can you be picky? What are you offering me that is making me going to be like, okay, I will give you exclusive rights to my show?
Right.
We are offering him more listeners, right, Raymond?
Well, yeah, definitely. And if you think about it, look at all these other shows that we have going on that may not have been exposed to a new show coming in.
Exactly.
That's one of the things that we're really high on is cross promotion with other shows and introducing your show to other listeners that may have never have heard you before. May have heard of you, but may have not tuned into your own show as it is. His comment about the exclusive thing again goes back to, you know, we're just talking about the live show and, you know, the podcast stuff and which is, it's all their own stuff. So,
yeah, and to be honest, we get more listeners through podcasting than we do through the live show,
right?
Because not everybody can be up. Not everybody can tune in at a certain time every week.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Very
signing
true.
Your whole
so here we go.
Away.
I'm signing my show away to you guys because of what?
Sounds like something cool, for your therapist.
Let's stop that right there again. I want to reemphasize this over and over because I know this is a question that maybe some people are hearing from what he's saying. You're not signing away anything.
Right.
Absolutely nothing is being signed away.
I didn't sign
all.
A thing.
Yeah.
I never signed anything. I just do my Ray pays for my live feed,
actually,
which I love.
Actually, Kieran, I signed some papers, and technically Ray owns everything.
All right, here we go.
Ready? Yeah. Thank you.
you tell those TPX guys, your father ran this radio show. Your grandfather started this radio show.
That's what it's like, though.
In 1939.
With the internet.
With his don't bare belittle hands. Me. Don't belittle me, guys, because it's true. I bring in more numbers than any show on theirs and all the shows collectively.
You know, I heard
and
you.
They should.
Lie.
How does he know? How is he, like, the genius of the internet and was able to, like, get into all the shows, you know, servers and find out all these. How does he do it? How does he do it?
Lie. Yeah,
that is,
it's amazing.
That is completely untrue, only because I have actually seen some of his live numbers during a live show.
Yeah. And let's just say, whoops.
Yeah.
Oopsie daisy. Yeah.
By the way, can we point this out that Red Bar Radio has a message board, and they say they have what 2,000 members
some
in there?
Yeah, some number.
Rocket, what are most of those members?
Oh, the spam. They're like those spam bots that happen.
Yes,
you know the same ones that I delete every time one appears.
You can go through the members list of Red Bar Radio and their message board. I guarantee you, there's no more than 15 people that post right. on that board.
Right.
Just want me thank like you. Everybody else does.
Awesome. Now, what are your numbers? I heard they're huge. I'm not kidding.
We don't
I
heard discuss your numbers on the air. It's kind of
but
tight.
I heard that your numbers. Oh.
You can't discuss your numbers on the air because you don't know what they are, yeah. You idiot.
Yeah, 2 cents prior, you said, oh, we get more bigger numbers than them.
Right.
Can't talk numbers.
Can't talk numbers because I have no numbers. Fucking douche.
I don't understand people.
Hate him.
I don't understand.
Your ego is... Ah, you fucking douche. You're on the internet and you have an ego. You're an idiot.
Really big.
No, I'm... Yeah, that's what I heard. I'm not kidding.
Number 9 on Podcast Alley.
We are number 9 out of 20,000 podcasts.
Way to go. You won the voting contest, douche.
Congratulations.
I know. Let me jump in on that, too.
Sure.
I actually got an email from one of our listeners a few months back regarding the one of our listeners apparently has a real mad on for Mike D, because she always sends me like emails about what they're doing as far as anything that's kind of shady. So I got an email about a post with a link to their message board about a post on how to kind of cheat the system at Podcast Alley. And I've clicked on the link, and sure enough, there were instructions there that said on how to go to a certain site, which is a rotating IP thing, and you can vote multiple times.
Oh, jeez.
And not just I'm sure it's not just them that if they do it, does it. I know this is something that a lot of shows, and it's kind of why I don't really put a lot of stock in the Podcast Alley type of voting system. Because no matter how diligent you are, and I'm sure that they are very diligent on trying to keep the voting to be true, it's just so easy to cheat around voting type of things like that. So right. I just don't put a lot of stock into it.
Right. All right, here we go. More audio.
So anyway, so I write them. I said, okay, what are you offering me if I have to be completely exclusive? Are you going to pay me? What are you going to give me? So they say, hi, Mike. Shows involved with TPX Radio will be part of future advertising opportunities coordinated with our partner, Silicon Valley Internet Communications Network.
Read no pay.
And then they write in parentheses, SVICN.
Oh, Svicken. I've heard of them.
Svicken, that's a magic
So they're
word.
Promising me future advertising opportunities. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. You're starting at the bottom. So what you're saying to me is come to a site that is brand new, and as we work, hopefully in 10 years, we'll be as big as your show. And okay, that
big as your show, you quick. Fucking douche!
I'm just listening to this is starting to irritate me. he's going to turn down possible ad revenue from our parent company, but he's begging for money to go to the podcast expo.
Yeah,
exactly.
Intriguing. Nice, Ray.
Exactly. What a douche. He's such a douche. This kid thinks he's fucking like fucking Howard Stern or something.
You know
kid.
What bugs me about this whole thing? Like, this was all handled via private emails. You know, this was totally behind,
right?
You know, quote unquote closed door, so to speak. None of this had like it was done. The case was closed. You know, the two parties couldn't connect. It's very common. You know, it was handled for the most part. You know, outside of his initial email, it was done in a professional manner. You know, this would have been done with. But like, why did he have to like explode on it? Like, what is he getting out of it?
I think that's what's disappointing to me about this whole thing.
is that the emails between him and our other rep from TPX Radio were very cordial and very nice.
Right.
He did have some questions regarding the exclusive, using the exclusive stream and stuff. And his replies were polite.
Right.
And in his final email, I believe he said basically that he was going to pass and thanks anyways.
Right.
Yeah, and I know that our rep sent him an email back saying, okay, well, thank you for coming to us, and something to the effect of good luck in the future. And that was about it.
And then he goes on his show and completely rips apart the network and insults every show on the network.
Right.
Completely different attitude, completely, quite literally, two faces going on and this entire ordeal, and it's disappointing. It really is.
He's the type of kid that would sell out his friends so he wouldn't get screwed.
Right.
He would do that. If he was in a position where, oh, I'm going to get fucked, but if I rat out my friends, I'll be okay, he'll do it. That's the type of fucking kid he is. Fucking douchebag. I got more.
And we'll start giving you proceeds.
You don't get shit like this all the time?
I do get shit like this all the time.
Well, no, you don't. No, you don't. Don't lie, Mike. Again, you do not get emails like this all the time. Trust me.
Oh, so you just so happen to isolate this one out of the countless numbers and networks that offer you a position on the network?
Out of the countless emails you get about networks asking you to join their fucking syndication network or whatever, you chose TPX Radio, a fucking site that went on the web fucking 2 weeks ago to rip apart? Fucking douche.
I wanted to point this one out because they are complete douchebags.
Where are they based
out of? Call me a douchebag.
Silicon Valley.
Probably.
Mobile, right. Alabama.
They said we also cover our audio stream as well as video streams for our chat room. I already have that stuff. I don't
know. He's just telling you what he has!
Then why did you want to fucking join, you douche? Yeah.
He's just telling you what he has! He can't do that?
Right.
That does make us a little odd on why he sent us the email.
Yeah. Why did you initiate the contact and then turn around on your radio show and say that we came to you, or Ray came to you, I'm sorry. Why do I say we? I have nothing to do with Raymond.
Yeah, no, stop involving yourself.
Why am I involving myself?
Please, if you were involved in business, you're like, do you have boobies?
All right, here we go.
Let's see. We are also going to be cross-promoted on other shows, increasing your listenership.
No, they said that you couldn't do that, though.
No, like the they other shows on the network will be mentioning the other shows.
Cool deal.
Yeah, like I said, buddy, every other show on that has maybe 60 listeners at the most.
Do we?
Oh, because he knows.
Do we really?
He knows.
You know, Mike, right? Because I don't know my own numbers.
And, you know, like TPX has some other big names that he's just like calling out, saying that they have minimal listeners.
Right.
That's not good.
Ray, don't you have a couple shows on your TPSradio.net that are just...
TPX.
Well, the other one.
Oh, TPS as well, yeah.
On the sports one? Oh, yeah.
They're huge.
We get some great podcast numbers and live listener numbers from them.
Yeah. There we go.
Collectively. Please keep in mind, and this is where they add, this is where it really, I wouldn't have read this if it wasn't for this line. And this is after about 4 or 5 emails. Please keep in mind, Mike, we, SVICN Svicken. And TPX Radio.
Svicken.
Listen to this. We would have to review your show before committing to pick it up.
Okay.
So basically they're saying, like, Mike, don't start asking what you're going to get from us because we haven't even said that you could be on.
Right.
Right.
So?
What's the big deal?
What the hell? If you have such a good show, then you shouldn't have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
Fuck. What the hell? He's not business.
Again, he emailed us. He asked to join.
Right.
And that is our policy, basically, is that we just don't throw anything onto the stream. We listen to everything and review it, and when we decide that this is something that we want to move forward on, then we move forward with that.
Nice.
These people, man.
Let me know if there's anything I can help you with. So I wrote, I'm going to pass.
Help me with this, then write like a mean letter.
Go take a flying fuck at a rolling donut, TPX.
The site is tpxradio.com, and I've decided I want to say it. I want every listener right now to go to tpxradio.com, find their contact button, and send them mean, hateful emails saying, I can't believe you're not letting Red Bar Radio on your network. They're the biggest show.
But you don't want to be on it.
Wait.
Ray, how many emails did you get, Ray?
As of today?
Yeah.
3.
Wow! Bombarded!
You got fucking handled, dude.
Mail bombed!
You got fucking killed, man.
Owned. Damn, Ray, you suck.
Jeez, way to
well,
go.
Let's not go crazy because I mean this entire thing is really quite stupid.
It is.
Really think about it.
That's how dumb this kid is, dude. And we just got to point it out. Because you know what? You know, it wouldn't have pissed me off that much, Ray, and I'm being honest. It wouldn't have pissed me off that much, but he took. He's got like such a fucking massive ego. He thinks he's the best thing in the world, where in reality, the guy can't fucking hold a co-host. He's been through like 25 fucking co-hosts. And he's always claiming that he's the fucking man. He's got all this shit going on. Dude, no one listens to your show. Your fucking co-host couldn't even listen to you. They left. They couldn't even stand listening to you. This guy still goes on and on and on, trashing shows like ours or like all the other ones on the fucking network. It's ridiculous. This guy's a fucking weasel. He's a fucking phony bastard. I fucking can't stand him. And I've been nice. I've been cordial to the guy.
Right.
Because he IMs me and shit.
Right.
And I'm nice to him.
Right.
But then he goes on and fucking, and backwards fucking slaps us. I ain't going to stand for that. I'm not going to stand for him picking on Ray, a buddy of mine.
Right, exactly. That's the main reason, because he's fucking picking on Ray. It's totally uncalled for, especially on an issue that no one had to know about because it was a dead issue.
Right.
They didn't agree, and it happens all the time. You know, he wanted something. You know, Ray had to offer something else, but, you know, the two sides couldn't meet in a professional manner. Deal's dead. End of discussion. But no, he's going to go on a show.
Right.
He's probably had nothing to talk about.
He's going
to
be a fucking phony and write Ray kind emails. Okay, yes, sir, we'll pass, whatever. Yeah. Have a nice day. Then go on his radio show and rip Ray an asshole.
Stupid. It's stupid.
And it's fucking internet radio, douche.
Yeah, there's no
Why are you
numbers.
Talking? Why are you talking like you're fucking Howard Stern or Man Cow or some shit? Oh, I got syndication deals up in the Iwazoo. People are paying for trips for me. Shut up, you fucking idiot.
You know, I realize it's part of the you know, the shtick of what he's
doing. No, Ray, Ray, if you're on internet radio, you shouldn't have a fucking shtick.
Yeah.
No, I know, I understand. But I think I gotta just reiterate how disappointed this entire ordeal is, just because he approached us. We were very nice to him. He was nice to us back. The conversation ended. We both couldn't agree, whatever. And then he decides to turn around and kind of show that the emails that were being sent to him were, I don't know, condescending and you know, just kind of in a snide way.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to completely act completely different than how he had talked to us is...
Like a phony.
It is extremely phony. I mean, listen, I'm not losing sleep over this.
No,
I'm not losing sleep about you know, us not being able to come to agreement with Red Bar. I mean, we never got to the point where we even reviewed his shows.
Right.
So, I mean, it didn't even get that far.
Do people want to know what Mike's initial email was? Oh, did we read that already?
I can read it again.
His initial email?
On your network again.
Mike D. That was his initial. That's professional, right?
I know, I just realized on the very bottom in, like, -1 font, it says FYI, by emailing me you're agreeing to join the Red Bar Radio mailing list. Nice.
Of course.
Yeah. Like,
that's a listener.
I can barely read it.
So wait, if he emails you, does he consider you a listener now?
Right, now you're a listener of his.
Way to go.
I guess so. I maybe I'm on the message board too.
All right, you're gonna go to the live gigs with your Red Bar Radio t-shirt. Idiots.
It's unfortunate.
All right, here.
Well, we want to be on every network. We want to dominate the internet radio scene. So we will be on any network, and especially, like, there are competing shows on this network who compete with us.
We're not competing with you.
No
one is competing with anybody.
That's the part that really drives me nuts.
This kid thinks he's competing. He thinks he's like fucking Arbitron.
Yeah.
Is fucking governing internet radio.
Yeah.
And if I don't get good numbers, I'm getting fired. This show's going to go away, and he's going to beat us out. Shut up.
There's no numbers on the internet. Wake up.
By the way, Mike, I can go back to emails that Mike has sent me in the past asking me to fucking have an alliance with him.
Right.
So our two shows can join up and be dominant. Are you what? An alliance? What? I do my show and I go home. I don't want no alliance.
Right.
What?
We could be friends, but... Alliance?
Idiot. That's pretty much all you
had to
say. They
try to. And I would love to be like, we're on the same network.
Man, I've never hated an internet radio station this much.
Shut up.
You know what? I excuse them because, like I said, they weren't prepped on that. They have no idea. They just showed up. They don't, you know. They probably don't even know about, like, internet radio networks. They haven't even worked. So, you know, they're just trying to do their shtick to, you know, get
should we trash his site?
No. You know what? I don't want to. I honestly don't see the need for.
I don't want to do that.
He killed himself right there. I mean, that's enough. I mean, that goes to show you what type of person he is. I'm not going to keep stooping to his level. It's horrible. It's horrible. And I hope one day he wakes up and, like a fucking brick hits him in the head and he realizes, shit, what the fuck am I doing? It's stupid. It's really stupid.
He's not a. He's just not a fucking radio personality. That's
all. You know what's gonna happen? TPX is gonna be huge. It's gonna have tons of shows, like tons of listeners, and sure than shit, he's gonna come back with the same fucking email. Can I be back on your network again?
Well, that's not even a point. I mean, he didn't have to do what he did.
No, I know he didn't have to do it.
Completely fucking ripping apart all of our shows.
No, I know.
What the fuck?
I know.
What's the point? Why? Why do that?
I don't know.
You idiot. By the way, he would still be sucking our kneecaps. Like the guys at NLO, that other show, what is that show? Nobody Likes Onions or something?
Yes.
He's sucking their kneecaps now. If we didn't tell Mike to fuck off last January, he'd still be sucking our kneecaps. Mm-hmm. So he's going to fuck them guys over sooner or later, too. Fucking douchebag.
Yeah. NLO, watch out.
It's unfortunate. I mean, it's starting to get, you know, a reputation now, I guess. I mean, this is the second time that I've dealt with him, you know, way back, like I was saying originally, where he has kind of said one thing and done another, you know. It's too bad. I don't know. Maybe that's just his thing. I don't know.
I don't know what this fucking kid thinks he is. Sits home at night fucking in his bed telling himself to his, talking to himself going, I'm really somebody. I'm a big radio guy. Idiot. So I guess he's not going to be on the network, Ray.
Well, he did turn us down, so
right.
You know, we have to move on.
Okay. Bigger and better things.
I'm not too heartbroken about it.
Yeah. Nope.
Even he brings up this whole thing about competition and whatever. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't even know all that many other internet radio stations.
Exactly.
And I'm sure there are a ton of them out there, but really, who has the time to worry about competing with somebody when they have a different type of show, different type of people? There's so much different stuff out there that you're only competing with yourself, really.
Right.
And that's just to make your show better each week.
Dumb ass. I just get so aggravated or irritated when I listen to somebody like that who has a massive ego and just fucking has no reason to have one.
Right.
None. And then he'll shit on people who probably do better shows, produce better shows than he does, and he'll just shit on us. Right. Or you know, the NWACP show or the Animal House. What? Read me every fucking show that's on the TPX radio. Can you do that right? Do you have it in front of you?
Let me pull it up here.
You're giving him work. You're giving the boss work. Way to go.
Come on, boss. Get on it, boss.
Okay, Fueled by Beer.
All right, Fueled by Beer, Mike D. insulted you. Go ahead.
Animal House.
Mike D. insulted you.
The Retro Jukebox. That's a pretty cool show.
Mike D. insulted them, too.
Who else we got here? My very own show, Blues Review. Apparently, I insulted him as well.
You got insulted, Ray.
The Mad Beat Chemist.
He was insulted by Mike D.
That's fucked up. He insulted Mad Beat. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Best in Show.
Insulted.
MAACP.
Yep. They were insulted.
You were insulted.
And I'm just going to throw this one out there because I know they're going to be joining us soon. The highest rated blues podcast out there, The Roadhouse.
The Roadhouse. You were insulted in a way by Mike D. from Red Bar Radio. Mike,
you know, now that I think about it,
shit on every
Roadhouse
show.
Has monster podcast numbers.
There you go.
If there was like a number of, you know, committee that tracks that stuff.
Mad Beat Chemist checking in. Fuck you, Mike D, for insulting me. Look, he rhymed a little bit there. It's nice.
He throws down the Mad Beats.
It sucks, man.
What a
douche. It's unfortunate. It really is.
All right, we're going to have fun on the radio show now.
Yeah.
Ray. Yeah, we did 40 minutes on this douchebag, so.
Well, and probably 40 minutes too long, but I mean,
yeah.
Like I said, I haven't been losing sleep over it. I you know, thanks for getting upset about this for me, because
No,
you know, I'm actually.
you're very busy with other things.
You're one of the nicest guys we've actually met. And, you know, when you get insulted, it kind of insults us a little bit. You know what I mean? When somebody picks on you, it's like picking on us.
Yeah.
And in a way, yeah, in a way, he gave us a backhanded insult as well. So it kind of irritated me. And plus, he just spurted out lie after lie after lie. When we have the emails in front of us, I have all the emails. Fucking douchebag. Why do I gotta say douchebag again? Can I get another fucking word?
Espis.
Okay. Yeah. All right,
what
Ray.
Can you do?
I love Raymond. We'll see him in California on the 28th.
Oh yeah, Ray. Do we have to still like keep it hush hush the things that might be going down still?
Yes, okay. I haven't heard back yet, so we have to keep it on the DL.
But we could say we got some things going on, possibly, right?
We're working on several things.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray. Am I going to get laid?
No.
That is on the list of several things here.
Okay. I wanted priority number one.
It's like 72.
It is farther down on the list, but it's on the list.
Ray, you never know. I might stumble into the room, 4 o'clock in the morning, and Ray's just sitting there in his little skibbies, all passed out.
Dude, you're going to... Oh, that's wrong.
Now, let's remember, I'm actually going to sleep in the bathroom and I'm locking the door. I'm sleeping in the tub. That'll stress you guys.
Nice.
Oh, man. All right. Ray Garcia of TPSradio.net. He's the boss.
Yeah.
And we love him.
We do.
Ray, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
All right. Next time, we'll have some fun.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Hey, let's get drunk end of the month.
Hell yeah, man. Dude. Hell yeah.
We'll see you then.
All right, man.
All right. Later, man.
Later.
What, did you hang up on him?
No.
I think he was trying to hang up on us.
No. I tell you, Ray is seriously like one of the fucking nicest people I've ever met in my life. Like, this fucking room cost him a lot of money. A lot of fucking money.
Yes,
and he's like, here, use it.
The chat room.
You know? And then the stream.
Mm-hmm. The chat room that we have to use to, to broadcast the show and the people go in. Yeah, Ray pays for that, so... He does a lot for everybody who's on his networks, and it's not right to just fucking trash him for no reason.
I know. I mean, yeah, like he was ready to just, not even care, but it's so not necessary, and that's not the type of environment he wants around his, around the networks. So
he doesn't want a fucking dude who's going to fucking boast about himself every 2 seconds.
Oh, man.
Who the fuck cares? All right, let's do it.
Jenny kept on like instant messaging me, wanting to come on. I'm like, because she would just go nuts.
I know.
None of us would get to say a word.
No one likes him. But I'm not going to say go fucking send him hateful emails.
No, I honestly, if you said that, I'd punch you in the throat because I'm not going to be fucking part of that shit. That's fucking stupid. It's
we're not fucking into it.
Fuck that.
The war thing. Ooh, the radio wars. Ugh. When somebody pisses us off, we're going to tell them about it. That's all we do. All right, so let's do a break. We'll come back, and we'll have some fun on the show.
Yeah, we're going to wrap up with fun, kids. We're going to try. LunaticRadio.com. Right back right after.
Oh. Back right after this. Just, Jesus, you couldn't do it.
Lunatic Radio.
I am now about to pee on Craig Elliott's email. Okay, that was good.
We have a new radio promo.
Alienating people since 1979.
Not for nothing, that's a great radio promo.
It's gonna be fun!
It's the Bryant Scott Show on TPSradio.net.
Let's go!
Right?
We have pictures of you so-called moonmen.
The Bryant Scott Show.
There are still women in this world that were blessed with large breasts.
Right?
I love the movie.
It's the music.
That's a new station.
6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern.
I'm still naked, and I'm still listening.
I'm going to have one of those made that's just a giant axe, and it's going to be my own axe. And then at the start of my show, I'm just going to jump through that. Because that's what I do every week. I jump through my ass to start my show.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
Well, it's the same fucking bumper. Damn it. I missed a bumper somewhere. Oh, well. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Jenny, you like the Entourage?
I love the Entourage, but I love Ray Moore from TPS Radio.
Did you watch?
He is the king.
Did you watch the Entourage last night?
No, I don't watch that show.
Why not? You just said you liked it.
I was watching porn, dude.
Ah.
Sorry.
You're like all disgusted that she's watching porn instead of
I was ready Entourage. To do a nice little, you know, break with Jenny about Entourage and
no, you're talking about porn with Jenny, period. That's it.
Sorry, I got fucked in the ass this weekend. I've got a lot of dirty sex on my mind.
We weren't even planning
really
on having you on the program, but you called in because you were really upset about the whole thing that happened in the last segment.
I am upset. I'm trying to take your example, Karen, which is just cuddle up with my couch and hope it goes away, but it's hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really pissed off. If I ever saw Mike D, I would bottle him in the mouth.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I can go old school street style on that fucking punk bitch's ass. What? Numbers? What? A bunch of fucking fake numbers, maybe.
Exactly, Jenny. There are no numbers, Jenny. By the way.
There are no numbers. Yeah, you know what the numbers are? The amount of times he cried at night going, I wish my show was better. That's what his numbers are.
Yeah, I know. He does that.
He's all, why can't I keep a co-host? Other radio shows who I won't name, like, oh, I don't know, LunaticRadio.com has had the same entourage for how many years? They have a booker that's been with them over a year and a half. She ain't leaving.
Why is that, Jenny? Because we can work together, right?
Because you're good. You're an honest show.
We're
you don't
nice.
Have to beg for money.
We just like doing our show. That's all. Mike D can't work with people. That's why people leave him.
Well, that's like I told you about. I mean, I never even mentioned this before, but I've been on his board. I already told you. I was curious. It's like watching a train wreck. I want to see what happened. I slowed down and took a look. I got an email from him instantly telling me that I better not post anything about our show promoting it.
He's afraid to mention our show on his little radio broadcast he does.
But why? When we were all friends, he would come on our board all the time and fucking say shit. I remember
spam.
Those days.
Oh, yeah, it was spamming.
Spamming on our thing. All right, let's not give this guy fucking any more airtime.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just really mad. So how was your weekend, Karen? Still not get laid?
Right, yeah. All right, that's exactly what happened. All right, we gotta do some more radio stuff here, people. Jenny, you can stick on the line with us. You're a big fan of the Kelly Clarkson, right?
What? American Idol?
Come on. Tell me that you don't hurts. Like Kelly Clarkson.
I don't like her. I'd fuck her, but I don't like her music.
Well, that's our opinion number two. We don't want to listen to her music, but we do want to bang her.
I would bang her.
Anyway, she was...
Oh, and I want to get that Mary Carey chick. Did you see that thing on the board of her, like... fucking herself on Howard Stern?
Yeah, why would we want her to have on our program if she did that on his program?
Because I just want to talk to her about it.
Why?
That's fucking crazy.
Weren't we supposed to have...
Because I could never do that shit. I mean, I'll lick my own nipples in public, but...
Jenny, we were supposed to have her on the program, and, like, we decided not to do a show that day, right? She was supposed to come on the show.
No, she was just... I think it was her handler, because I never really talked to her. It was her handler, and... handlers get like that, you know, a little weird. Although we do have Michael Ian Black from the Stella Show coming on.
Right, the guy from I Love the 80s.
Uh-huh, he's great. He's a great comedian, funny, funny guy. We also have...
All right, let's get into the Kelly Clarkson thing, because I've been fucking... I got to do something on the show.
Jenny's other, like, nickname instead of blowjob is Jenny Tangent.
Jenny, I got to do the Kelly Clarkson thing. I have audio here of Kelly Clarkson at a heavy metal show, right, Rock?
Yeah. This is awesome. It's on the board.
I don't know how good this audio is, but we watched it. You can go on YouTube and watch it.
It's on our site. Let's promote the site.
Is it on our site?
Yes.
It's on the website, on our website, the message board. What form?
Music, in the music section.
It's in the music section. It's a great little thing, man. We watched it. She was just at a metal show in the crowd, and the guy ends up bringing her up on stage, and here we go. I'll just play the audio.
Who doesn't know? Kelly Clarkson's over there. Jesus fucking
Christ.
Oh,
my God! Kelly Clarkson's here!
He's got the camera on her.
Oh, what was it? I will fuck your skull.
These guys are great. I don't know the name of the band. I can't remember.
I got the band name.
Somebody has the name of the band. We can promote them.
Rob, the resident farmer.
Because the guitarist has some great fucking lines in this audio.
Hey, be nice, dude. She's fucking hot, dude. It, you know what I think?
Since you've been gone, I can't breathe all the pressure.
Oh, my God.
At this point, Kelly Clarkson's in the audience just going, oh, she was hammered too. She had like a fucking beer in her hand. She was doing like swigs of whiskey on the fucking stage.
So here, let's catch the band is called Metal School with a K, and they're like
I know who they are. Bam Margera's into them.
Okay, they're like an aftermath, like glam metal, like rock out party
band. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Dude, that just proves that you could have won American Idol if you weren't 20 years over the age limit.
Yep. But hey, make some noise. Carrie Underwood's upstairs. She couldn't get a booth down here, though.
Fuck, I put my fucking wood under Carrie.
I don't think I should get her up here funny. To crowd participate with me right
fuck
now.
Fuck yeah!
So now they're going to bring her up on the stage.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
Actually, you know what? Watch out, cameraman. You're a pretty big star, so it's gonna be fun. Come on up.
And this is pretty bitching for you because.
Can you move?
This is gonna make us look more famous, and it's also gonna make you look like you wanna fuck us, so it's pretty cool.
I love that guitarist, man.
It seems like a fun bunch of guys.
Because that's fucking Kelly Clarkson, dude. She's on like the pop stations around the country. The young kids are listening. Yeah. And you got the fucking guitarist of a metal band going, telling fucking Kelly Clarkson to her face, I want to fuck you in front of a crowd.
That's hot.
That is.
It's awesome.
I'd say that.
But the best part about it is Kelly Clarkson, if you watch the video, she's so cool about it. She's like, just stop it.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's fine.
Yeah, are you crazy?
All laughing.
That's because she was drunk.
Yeah, well.
Kelly Clarkson was wasted. She's like, fuck it, okay.
I dig her.
Real famous comes to the show, everyone's like, oh my God, I got her, don't let her fall. Oh my God, oh my God.
So now she's climbing over the barricades.
Mm-hmm. Cabrera, it's awesome. Because I know who you are, and I don't know who Ryan Cooper
is. Oh, and I saw in the video, like, some guy grabs her ass trying to help her over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the quick hand grab.
I'm on cocaine.
You always do that with the chicks, like, body, like, you know.
Make some noise.
Crowd surfing.
Hey, listen. Now, I know traditionally we wouldn't let an artist like this on stage.
Grab some ass.
Under the circumstances of us needing a fucking major recording contract, we have to suck up to fucking stars like this.
That's right. Woo! We're sucking up to her. And by the way,
she's got the greatest,
this is not being filmed for American Idol right now. So how many people want to see her tits right fucking
now? Oh, my God.
What is it? I'm just saying.
Leave her alone.
Isn't that great, Jenny?
On national TV.
I would so grab her boobs and her crotch.
Amen, baby.
Come on,
I'd be like, Kelly Clarkson, I want to eat your box.
Now, there's only one reason why a star of her caliber comes to a metal school show. It's to make her image more fucking edgy, bro.
That's right, dude. She is going to have fucking street
cred. She get these guys on the show.
She walks with us, dude.
Her publicist
metal school? I can work on that.
Yeah, that would be funny. They could talk about this and shit.
They sound like they're really personable guys.
They were really quick. They sound like really familiar. Like,
might be a good phone interview. Might that jot that one down in the fucking big book there, Jenny.
Yeah, maybe they could get you laid, Karen.
Probably not.
Little girl, if you want to get edgy, you got to get edgy. Go to metal school.
Here's some whiskey right here. That's called.
Now she's chugging whiskey.
You're going to end up like
Kelly Clarkson. It's fantastic.
Here's the girl that's supposed to be fucking like the pop star for the kids.
Right, right.
And she's fucking slugging whiskey like it's going out of style.
Pop-Tart. She's what they would call a Pop-Tart.
Like it's the fucking last bottle of whiskey on the planet. She's slugging it down. Love her. Love this chick.
Oh, but mind you, that fag from Yellow Card is with her, which totally, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, even as cool as it was, it brought it down a couple of... Like, this thing would have been the awesomest thing ever if that faggot wasn't there.
That guy's half a fag.
And it keeps on getting in the way, and, like, you'll hear, it's awful.
Oh, right, he tries to sing.
Oh, and he gets in the
way.
It's
horrible.
And, like, the guy's like... All right. The guys never mention him, mind you. They never mention him by name.
Because they didn't know who he was.
I don't think they wanted to.
They're like, who's this guy? It's your gay brother.
It's fierce if you drink that fast. Fuck.
This is great. Don't give her too much or she'll fuck our groupies before we do.
Oh. All right. Make some noise. Everyone get a picture of this. This won't happen in fucking Nickelodeon. Kelly Clarkson drinking straight Chivas Regal out of the bottle.
Yeah. Hey, you're the lead singer from Yellow Card. Really doing it. Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know your name, but I know you're famous, so that is pretty cool for us. Two famous people.
Hey, make some noise for the singer of Yellow Card right fucking now. Here's what we're gonna do, Satchel.
What do you want to do?
We're gonna do crowd participation. They have to repeat everything I sing. So let's see if she can hold up.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
By the way, when they do this, you'll see the real talent. It's funny. You got to hear the three voices.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly.
It's ridiculous how much better she is at singing than these two idiots.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
You're old enough to be your dad.
Damn, Kelly Clarkson's way good.
I've been fucking girls half my age for a long time, dude.
Give her some more of that whiskey. Give her more whiskey.
She's getting liquored up.
Give her more whiskey.
Kelly Clarkson, pop idol.
Get her some wild turkey for
Christ's sake. That's so hot.
It is.
I don't need to get trouble for it.
All right, here we go.
Dude, she's great.
You know her agent's freaking out.
Oh, totally. Publicist.
Oh, yeah, her handlers were like, how can we spend this?
All right, here we go.
You go first, and then she goes, and then I go, and we're going to go in a circle. All right, you ready? Try to keep up.
Listen to this.
I mean, look,
come on.
Dude is nothing.
Who's got talent in that group right there?
Spot the fag.
Spot the person who has a big record deal and making millions.
Yeah. I wonder if he fucked her that night.
Who, the guy from Yellow Card?
Probably not.
You gotta be kidding me.
Probably not.
He stuck his dick in a guy named fucking Steph. Yeah.
Hey, she's drunk. Ugh. I mean, you never know.
Dude, that would really bring me down if she banged him that night.
Honestly? If someone said Yellow Card guy or Kieran McCann, you have a better chance of getting her.
You think so?
I believe so.
Thank you, Rocket.
That dude's a faggot and a half.
He's a little gay.
Yeah, he would probably use lube if he fucked her in the ass. Karen Whitney.
Right, because I'm an idiot. I don't know what lube is. All right, here we go.
I love Jenny.
Good thing they have pitch changers. Now check this out.
Oh!
That guy's a singer. The second.
That's the.
Photograph! I can do that. Hold on. I can do that right now.
Here you go.
Photograph!
That was identical. Oh, you know what the real kicker is? He was doing that thing so he could, hear himself in his ear. Right. Like, the finger on. You know? Meanwhile, she's just, falling over.
Yeah, she's hammered.
She's still belting out that.
Completely crocked off her ass, almost ready to puke. And this is what Kelly Clarkson sounds like. I love that fucking guitarist, man.
Dude, we gotta get him, Jen. You gotta figure him out. That'd
the
be great.
Guitarist is great. He's like, I just wanna fuck her, man. on stage. They're just kids, 14-year-old. You know, this is probably an under 18 show, probably, or something like that, right?
Nah.
No?
Nah, middle school.
No. That's a bar in LA.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not.
There, it's an older audience.
The guy's, I wanna fuck her. Kelly Clarkson, dude.
Well, why? You wouldn't?
Oh, no. I would. But, I mean, she's like the pop star.
Dude, if we ever get her on the show.
It's so great.
You're saying that.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I want to fuck you.
It'd be eerie.
God, she would so hang up.
Dude, so?
She'd be all, I heard about you, Cuddle King. I don't think so.
It's not exactly a party atmosphere when you got three guys in a studio and she would be sitting in the fourth mic and I would go, I want to fuck you. And it's like a closed room. That would be kind of eerie.
It doesn't stop you from telling that to Nikki Reed.
That's true. Honestly, watching her kind of drunk on that rock stage, I was totally getting turned on.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, She's like a pseudo metal chick.
Dude, I love her. I love
metal. Karen was too. He got out of the sleeve.
Pay attention to
me. I love metal.
Really? This is what the yellow car guy should have said. I love the cock. All right, with no one.
Yeah! Hold on. Hey,
she's
Michael.
Like blowing out her voice,
hey,
not
check
caring.
It out, guys. We should go see
something crazy. Getting her on the show.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, because I think her career's over now that she did this.
Yeah, dude,
yeah,
get her on the
exactly.
program.
Getting her on the way down.
I mean, shit, if they can get her at a metal school concert to get on stage, I think we have a pretty good chance of getting her on our fucking show.
Right.
The song is like, right,
hold on.
Came out while she was like, not even a thought.
A zygote.
Nope.
She was a zygote. Wait a minute. You are way too stupid to know what a zygote
they
is.
They just insulted the guy from Yellow
Somebody
Card.
Somebody told you that word.
As they should.
A zygote. Sweet child of mine. Hit that motherfucker.
There you go.
Right now.
And she knows most of the words, too.
Yeah. We'll play a little bit of this, because they do the whole song.
Yeah. Just get like a good, like one of her good licks.
Yeah. You'll hear the real talent that's on stage. It's ridiculous. I fucking dig Kelly Clarkson, though, because she got hammered at this concert, fucking swigging whiskey in front of all these kids, taking all the fucking insults that guitarist was giving her. Love her. Listen to this, Jamie. Right, talent, right?
God, he kind of blocked my eardrums. Now I'm deaf. Thanks.
This is a second.
There we go. So there you go, everybody. Kelly Clarkson hammered at a, what are they called
Woo!
Again?
Metal school?
Kelly.
Metal school concert.
Kelly Clarkson. We may get her on show yet if she's willing to go down like that.
She was, hammered at the show, got on stage with the guy from Yellow Card, got insulted. Guys are just telling her right to her face, I want to fuck you. It was great. It's really a cool video. You should check it out.
How is that insulting, though? I would take that as a compliment if he's like, I want to fuck you.
Well, it's not something. I mean, you know her fucking deal, dude. She's the pop girl, you know? She's all about the fucking 14-year-olds and playing.
I don't think so, though.
Playing
when
the fucking.
Swigging fucking bourbon on a stage, rocking out, wasted. I think pretty much at that point,
well,
you could have told Kelly Clarkson, I want you to suck my cock and then go ass to mouth, and she would have been down.
All right. But this is the first time we saw her like that in public. Usually, you know, she's fucking doing the nice, cookie cutter interviews with fucking Ryan Seacrest and all that.
Mm-hmm. So maybe she does it all the time. Maybe we just don't know.
I think she's a little dirty girl. And
I like it,
her.
Dude. I like it.
I want her
I'm
to sing.
It.
I want to bang her and have her
I'm,
sing.
I'm a fucking Kelly Clarkson fan now.
I am. I am, too. I'm on that
I'm
boat.
All down, man. We're going to the fucking Jingle Ball this year. Z100's putting on.
Give me some of that Clarkson Kool-Aid, because I'm drinking it, baby.
I'm fucking going to hang out with Elvis Duran this year. At the
shut up.
Clarkson, Jingle Ball. Sugar, and water. I'm on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go because I know you're going to be winding up the show soon.
That's
and
right.
At least playing some ridiculous drunk calls.
Yes. Wow. We still got to do some DCs.
Ugh,
kids
yes.
call them.
Yes, we do.
The DCs.
Do we? Yeah, we do. We do. Okay.
Just don't play mine.
Actually, I don't have yours, Jenny.
Thank God. I was wasted in a bathroom this weekend. That would be bad.
That's a good place to hang out. All right, Jenny.
But I love you guys. I love Ray.
Yes.
From TPS Radio.
Yes.
My D, you're a faggot. And to everyone else, including all the new people like Nut Love and Fireman in Nebraska.
Look at that.
Really?
Yeah. Look at new
I love that name.
His name is
Tricky
Nut.
Dick Dylan.
Right.
I just want to say great names, guys.
And girl, we got a hot little Asian chick with Rocket. I'm surprised you haven't noticed in the board.
Wait, haven't noticed what?
A hot little Asian girl.
Yes.
Little Asian.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. I've been chit-chatting. Don't worry about it.
All right, Jenny.
I'm doing my thing.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you, bye, baby.
Bye. But, oh, wait.
Bye.
Forget it.
Yeah, well, she
I was going to ask her if she blew Dennis Hoff yet. Got to work on that, Jenny. Get on that. All right, everybody. Here is audio of a exercise show in the Lady Farts. The instructor who's doing the exercises.
All right.
Here
right.
we go.
Pull both knees in and pull your forehead in. Grab hold to your shins and give yourself a rock up. Okay. Let's...
Somebody just put up a picture on the in the chat room of Kelly Clarkson fake rubbing her tits.
Yeah, that's in the video.
Oh, that's in the video, right?
So you really have no idea what's going
that's
on.
That's awesome, dude.
That's in the video, dude. You need to watch this video.
I did watch it.
So then, how did you not notice that?
I'm fucking pointing it out to the listeners who haven't seen it.
Well, yeah, go on the board,
right?
In the music section.
Thank you.
No, I'm doing the show. Don't worry about it.
Jesus. I have audio of a college weatherman. This is audio from a college news broadcast, actual news broadcast, something like the thing you see on your TV at 5 o'clock every day, and your local news station comes on the air and says, tells you the top stories of the day.
Sure.
Well, you know, some colleges do it around the country, and here's a snippet of what the weatherman sounded like at this local college. I don't know where it's from, but I think it was like Oklahoma or something like that, but here we go.
Well, Lewis and Andrea, I certainly didn't expect the predictions of snow to come true. You know, I didn't either, Jesse. We had a pretty decent weekend. Lewis Bedalman is in right now with weather. Maybe, Lewis, you can tell us what we can expect for the rest of the week.
Well, these bad things just blow in and out.
The audio's not that great, but you'll get the idea.
The temperature in Athens is 37 degrees, and according to wind temperature, a westward direction at 7 miles per hour, the barometer is at 29.95 in growing, and the humidity stands at 79 degrees.
Speak up!
Degrees,
come on, buddy!
And you can see a clear visibility at 1.8 miles.
What?
And
today, Julia?
In Athens, the temperature, as I said before, is 37 degrees.
This just sounds like he's jerking off Lucifer.
She's in the northwest direction with Columbus standing at 37 degrees. And
he's banging a horse.
And Cleveland at...
He's all fucking nervous at this point. At this point, he has to make the transition from the desk to the green screen. Where the big map is behind him.
Yeah.
And he can't... if you watch the video, he can't figure out which way he has to go to, like, point out the numbers.
His right is left.
Right, he's all fucked up. He just keeps on switching back and forth from the left side of the screen to the right side of the screen. It's great. This is on the TV, people. This is a guy on the TV giving a weather report. He's so nervous.
The national radar. There's a cold front coming in with the rain coming near West Virginia, and it's passing over by the Ohio area, and moving to the state radar, we can see that there's a slight buildup near the Athens area,
This would be you.
This is unbelievable.
You take forever to say nothing.
stay on pretty quick. I'm a 44 since we have a high chance of snow and possible snow on Tuesday and partially cloudy on Wednesday and chance of snow on Thursday.
Thanks.
And so far it looks like it's been very cold.
Thanks, Louis. I sure wish it were warmer. I do too, Jesse. The snow with colder temperatures on the way might be a good idea to stay indoors.
See that? The chicks, when the guy's done with the report, get right back into the script.
Yeah.
Thanks, Louis. That was great.
Yeah.
All right. Way to go, buddy. Oh, my God. That was classic, dude. You got to see that audio. I believe I found that on GorillaMass.com. Unbelievable. They let that fucking kid just suffer. They just threw him up there. They couldn't cut out, you know? You see the kid sweating his balls off, having, like, nervous jitters, like, shaking. The guy was shaking. The paper was shaking. He's going, the temperatures in West Virginia.
That reminds me of the Boom Goes the Dynamite guy. The
yeah,
sports
right.
guy.
Right.
Exactly like it. A camera, that red light in the camera goes on. It's like, deer in headlights, deer in headlights.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
I love that shit.
All right.
I love those viral videos, as they're called. They're so much fun.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great to see somebody just fall on their face.
What was that site that you got, the Gorilla Mask?
Gorilla Mask.
Yeah. I remember that.
It's a great site.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some drunk calls. The drunk call hotline, everybody. Each and every week, people call in hammered. Tell us what they're doing.
Hammered.
Most of the time, they just babble on and on and on about nonsense.
Or say, Ronnie fucking beans.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some in there. 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666 is the Drunkle hotline. If you want to join in, that's the number. Call in anytime. It's a voicemail thing. We never pick up the phone, and we'll never return that call or anything. Just call up and start, you know, ranting about nothing. So here we go. Here's our first one. One of our listeners, MacMan, everybody. So here we go.
Yo, what up? This is the Mac Man. Alas, I am not drunk. I am at work. But one of our local stations, I believe they're a Cumulus station, a big station, they just played the beer song. So we had a little psycho stick here in my local market. Those fuckers are all over the place.
Damn right.
Sayonara, bitches.
Hey, here's a little psycho stick for the people. Right here. If you don't know what he's talking about, the Mac Man was referring to a friend of ours. They're the band called Psycho Stick. They're on tour right now around the country, and this is they're famous for this song, the beer song.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! Hey, stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! Let's go drink some beer!
Psychostick.com, myspace.com/psychostick. A little plug for the boys.
Yeah.
We're on tour. I think I got a communique from the man the other day.
You got a Breaker 19?
Yeah, Breaker 19 from Rob from Psychostick. He hasn't listened to the show since July, but the guy's been drinking beer since July.
You're not missing much.
Yeah, don't worry
so
about
don't
it.
Worry about it, buddy.
Yeah, but he was wondering what was going on.
We got to ride their coattails.
Yeah, man. Psychostick taking over the world.
Good. Good for them.
Mac Man again.
This is the Mac Man fucking chilling at this loud ass bar. Yes, sir. Fucking chilling. Had all kinds of goddamn drinks tonight.
There it is. First one of the night. Ronnie Beans. Two. Number two. Write these down.
All right, I'm
got it.
Keep a tally. I'll try to keep one.
I got it. And I figured what better chance to give my homeboys a little bit of
I got it over here.
And a bit of well-deserved fucking publicity. Here we go.
Yeah!
Oh, that was a good one.
That's awesome!
That's a great little drop.
Who was
right
that
there.
Again?
That's Mac Man.
Mac Man, you're number one, buddy!
Number one so far. We should have a contest with these drunk calls, actually. The best one of the week. Get something? Now we gotta get some prizes.
What do we have?
I don't know.
I got an empty Gatorade bottle.
I think I might have one LunaticRadio.com t-shirt left, but it's an extra large. We'll start the contest next week.
All right.
Yo, yo, what up? It's the Mac Man one more time. I know I just called 5 minutes ago, but here we go. We got my homeboy the phone up in this motherfucker, dude. And he's about to shout some crazy shit up in this bar for you motherfuckers, too. Here we go. Yeah, what's that? You got this? I'm the bitches. Yeah, come on, the wheels. Play with my roof, my chains, my dirty little dogs. Got these pigs. You tie them up to the tree. They go...
You know, in theory, you know, we should win this at least once. Hop should.
Yeah.
You know, you could belt this out. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Fucko.
Yeah. What about that? Hops can take audio from one of his concerts yelling, Lunatic Radio! In front of people.
But I want the pitch bend up, please.
Yeah.
I want a little scale up, all right there.
Has he been listening?
No.
No one listens.
That's the way.
Wow, man. I swear to God, that kid does nothing but promote our show when he gets hammered.
I love it.
He goes to bars and just, that's like the fifth time he's done that.
Why not?
It's great, dude. I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, so we got two, we're picking tallies of every time somebody yells Ronnie Beans. So, okay, now the next drunk call we got is just people. I don't know who this is. It's Mark People.
Hey. You're a fucking pussy ass piece of shit. Hold on. Here's Kelly to talk some shit.
Jennifer, talk some shit.
Oh, sorry, it's Jennifer. Just kidding.
Sorry,
I'm
drunk.
Hello?
Hi.
Fucker, you need to answer your phone.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Brian?
No.
Oh, yeah, bro. You can call back.
It's
Donnie.
Huh?
Talk shit. You're such a fucking piece of shit ass bitch. It's fucking midnight.
I want to lick his asshole.
I want to lick your asshole. It's Donnie.
No, it's the white disaster.
Oh, it's White Disaster.
Oh,
cool.
Anyway, it's like midnight, and you haven't called back. Could you call us back? Lunatic.radio.com. Call back, bitches.
He's just hanging out with bros that are completely hammered. They don't know. I wonder if he got blown that night. It's kind of weird. All right. Ray Ray, everybody, our favorite guy in the world.
We know where this is going.
Yeah.
How
fast? Okay, Rock, let's do the over-under. I'm saying Ray Ray says Ronnie Beans no more than 6 seconds into this call.
Six.
6 seconds I got. So you got to either go higher or lower. Higher
I'm
going to
say it's going to take a little bit longer. He's a little bit more comfortable now.
So I'm going six.
I'm
going
to say 10.
10 seconds.
10 seconds, okay.
All right, I'll watch time.
Yeah.
And here we go. How fast?
Close without going over.
Right. How fast will it take fucking Ray Ray to say Ronnie Beans?
Yo, Joe, what the fuck is that? It's fucking Ray. Fucking hammered. Fucking hammered. What's up, bitches? What is up, bitches? Oh, what's this going on, bitch? Mission is on film. Piss off your ass, bitch. That's right, I'm fucking done. I know you guys missed me last week. I ain't taking a week off of Dragon.
All right, hasn't said it. It's been 18 seconds.
Wow.
Hasn't said
He's
it.
He's moving on.
All right, so we'll try with the next call because he has another one.
And I was just so fucked up that I couldn't speak fucking shit right now. Dude, so I'm going over and ask. Yes, it's the chick I'm always going over ask. Because what about you? Hey, And I know y'all are talking, making fun of me because I called you while I was hammered and she was laying next to me naked. But it's cool, G, because, you know, we got busy afterwards. Hey, fat guy, it's okay. Doing Laguna Beach, fat guy, Laguna Beach, doing it to the brick. It's all out of love, baby.
Wow, shit a brick.
Wow.
That's like 3 years old.
Wow.
Wow, man, you've been listening to a long time.
Dude's been around.
Dude, that's a long time ago. That's not 3 years. I'm going too far back, but that is a year and a half ago. I said that. I can remember when I said shit.
All right, next one. Ray Ray, here we go. Oh, wait, let's do the over-under.
Oh.
How long will it take for Ray Ray to say Ronnie Beans in this phone call?
I'm sticking with the 10.
You're going with 10 seconds? I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to take... I'm going to say 16 seconds.
Okay.
It's okay. The call's a minute 14, so here we go.
Holy crap, I'm sucking Jamie Kennedy's cock and fucking his balls. Oh, what's up? It's Ray again.
Come on. Come
yeah, I'm fucking hammered. I just had some water, though. So I should be sober in like 2 fucking minutes. Yep.
Nope.
2 fucking minutes.
What the fuck?
Or
I
not.
Lost.
So like, I was fucking hammered and fucking done. I'm rambling and shit. It's cool, though. I'm sorry. I apologize. Fuck.
Apologize.
Let me take this time to say that you're the hottest broad on the planet. Yeah.
Of course she is.
Yeah, you should be down with the brown.
Nice.
By brown, I mean anal. And black people, of course. Anyway, I just realized that I didn't give a shout out to my motherfucking man.
That was just over a minute it took him to say Ronnie Beans.
So he's feeling comfortable
just
now.
Just over a minute. Fuck, I wish this was a game we could play with his calls, but he's going to hear this.
Right. See, we could do it when Ron's here, because then you could, like, you could screen him beforehand.
Yeah, we'll do it with Ron.
Yeah.
Please, Ronnie Beans.
All right, so that's 2.
That's right. Because you the shit, Ronnie fucking Beans.
3.
Beans.
4.
That's what I'm going to name my kid, Ronnie fucking
5.
Beans.
6. Okay. That was 6 right at the end. 6 Ronnie Beans is
that's
right
a standard issue quota right there. 6.
What the fuck? Ronnie Beans gets more promotion. All right. This is some dude. I don't know who this is. I never really caught the name when I heard these, but it apparently some dude at a wedding reception, and he picked up somebody's phone.
Wait a minute. Someone else's phone?
That's what I think. That's what he says in the first call here.
I love our listeners.
So I'll just play this.
Hey guys.
Hey.
A wedding reception. I picked up somebody's motherfucking phone.
So he did pick up somebody's phone.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
It's kind of just on the counter. And I'm fucking wasted. There's a bunch of drunk motherfuckers everywhere. And I don't know anybody. I'm gonna stay here and I'm gonna drink a bunch of fucking beer.
Get away from the speaker.
Yeah.
Radio 101.
Just say a bunch of stuff.
Alright, get away from the speaker.
Hello? Huh? Lunatic Radio Ooh. Rock. Lunatic Radio Rock.
Nice.
All right, we got some random person talking into the motherfucking phone. Holy shit. Fucking wasted. Bunch of goofy fucking bastards up in this place, man.
This dude's at a wedding reception, and he's calling our stupid show.
Holy shit.
Why not?
Radio, come down. We got some people partying up in this place. This
guy's gotta be banging the fucking bridesmaids, whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah, buddy.
Bridal party.
I'm gonna have to go home. I'm thinking I'm gonna hit motherfucking Denny's.
A Denny's?
I'm gonna hit the Denny's, yo. And eat some, I don't know. What was my, what's my favorite fucking thing from Denny's? It'd be like,
what?
I'm gonna fucking kill it. Eat some eggs and some cheese.
I love drunk people because they'll just talk about anything. This guy's talking about he's gonna go to Denny's after the wedding and eat eggs and bacon.
like have just a fucking drunk munch out.
He's having a conversation with a voicemail.
And he's saying is like, we really give a fuck.
What, we don't?
Like, you guys are going to be locked into this call.
Well, what, you're not?
When you're hammered, that's what you think. Like, anything you say, you feel like people want to hear it. You ever do that when you're hammered? I'm sure you have.
Oh, yeah.
I do that all the time.
So like, fucking rambling.
If you're at a party and you get hammered, because innately, people start chattering.
Yeah.
They become chatty when they get hammered because they're having a little high.
Right.
And you just think anything that comes out of your mouth is just gold.
You think that now?
No, I don't. I get scared when there's a word coming up that's three syllables. I'm like, oh, fuck, how am I going to dance around that one?
Hash into that shit. Scramble it all up. It'd be like, that's a skillet, right?
All right, I've almost had enough. What? I don't even know what this is.
Rambling?
All right, another one. Here we go.
Hey, I'm on the same person's phone I found on the fucking counter. And there's a bunch of... I tried to hand the phone off to someone.
Uh-huh. Okay. He's going to hand the phone to somebody. Get ready, everybody.
All right.
Hold on to your radios.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Why do I feel like this is the guy at the wedding who pukes in the garbage can?
Yeah.
He's hammered.
See, this is the kind of call we can move on from.
Yeah, hold on.
Dancing with someone in the wedding party. All right.
We gave you airtime, dude.
Yeah.
More than enough. More than enough. But anyway, 9 phone calls, everybody. We have 8 Ronnie Beans references.
Yeah. You know, I tell you, Karen, you know, our caller, you know, the people that call the drunk call, you know, the drunk call hotline, they got some personalities and stuff, you know.
Plenty of people out there.
I know. You know, we might have to do a bit coming down the road with them.
The drunk callers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, something. There might be something down the road.
Are you just talking about the thing I mentioned before?
Not on air, no. The thing we talked about off air. A little idea.
Oh, man. So many ideas going through my head.
When something expires.
Oh, right. Yeah, dude.
And keep it a little...
we can explain that. What's wrong with that?
Well, I figured keep a little, you know, like a little teaser for now.
Nah, why tease it? It's a pretty good idea. I think we should say it.
Okay.
All right, we had this thing, just to explain it to people, we change our phone number from time to time, every couple months, probably every 3 months or so, and we have to change our number because, you know, we don't have an open phone system or anything, so we can't take callers. If we could, that'd be great.
Well, especially now the crazy clown called in.
Yeah, but we change our number from time to time, and it expires every 3 months or so. So what we were thinking was, the next time it comes up that where we have to change our number again, we are going to do, you know, the show before that, we had to change our number. We're going to open up the phone lines to everybody. And we're going to just take calls. We decided the last segment of the show.
Yeah, whatever.
Whenever that show is before we have to change our phone number, we're going to open up the phone lines. And, you know, for however long it is, we're just going to take calls from people.
Right. We want to stay out of the way a little bit, but obviously we don't want it to just be total dead air. You know, we'll talk to you maybe. Maybe you could talk to another listener or something like that. But, you know, it could be interesting.
Yeah, we're going to just open up the phone lines to people and see what the people want to say, talk to the people.
Talk to each other.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we had a phone system where we could just take calls anytime.
Right.
But we just don't have that. We don't have the money to afford to, you know, adequately do that. So I got to deal with the fucking stupid Skype thing. So
we figure around like October?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there?
Yeah, we'll just do it. I mean, it's not something like to really look forward to, but it's something we're going to do.
Well, no, but that's roughly when it's going to expire.
Yeah, I think it does expire in October. So we're going to do that. That'll be good.
That'd be cool, like little last segment thing. So make sure...
Not like it's really exciting to talk to us anyway.
Honestly, I'm kind of looking forward to them to like kind of like... taking over the segment where we kind of like sit back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because like we always talk about how like, you know, we're part of the show. We're not the whole, like part of the show is also the listeners. And I think it would be really funny. Like you get fucking like someone like Ray Ray, you know, we give him a call, another caller and he like interviews someone else, you know, or some shit like that. Yeah. Or maybe Fat Kev, we'll get Fat Kev to call in on the line or something like that, you know?
Well, what I'd really love to do with that idea is... you know, open up the phone lines, have people call in, you know, if they have really have nothing to talk about, then we got to, you know, get ready and have the next person come on. But, you know,
I just
love to take phone calls because we never get to really do that.
Right.
Since, you know, we're going to have to change the number anyway eventually. Why not? Just fucking waste it.
Well, we'll prep that. We'll make everyone aware of it when that time gets close so everyone's around for it. But it is a little heads up on something down the road to look forward to because we're always doing things, kiddies. You never know what's going to happen.
God, man, do we waste more time on this show? I don't know what we accomplished today, but...
Why is it when you and I are just doing the show, it always feels like we're going to, like, end with, like, an hour and a half, and it turns into the longest shows. I never understood that.
I don't know if people really enjoy us just rambling for hours on end, but...
I don't enjoy it.
Let me just take you inside the show prep for tonight, okay? I have one page.
Whoa!
One page. I will count the words on the page... This is my show prep page. I'll count the words.
Okay.
Not ideas, just the words on this page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
18, 19,
20, 21, 22.
Great reading.
Okay, 25 words.
25 words.
25 words jotted down on a loose leaf piece of paper was my show prep today. How many hours did we do, Rock?
It's almost one?
4 hours of radio we've done off of 25 words.
I'm like, it's like 12:25. No, we're 10 to 1.
25 words.
20. Seven of them are
seven of them. Yeah, wait, hold on. Well, no, there is no thes or ands or is or...
Wow.
25 words, 4 hours of radio. XM Satellite, here I come.
Wait, I can't
here
go?
We go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we're all going, by the way.
Thanks.
You're an extension of me, Rock.
Ew.
Ew! It did sound weird.
It's awful.
I don't know if you enjoyed it, but that's what we do, I guess. That's good. I like to just go, not plan anything.
Right. It's just weird that you and I are able to do it, because I swear to God, every time I come here, when it's just you and I and that drive, when I come here, I'm like, man, I don't know what to do. There's a fear. Like, not like, I'm not like freaking out, but I'm like, damn, I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about. Because we never discuss what the fuck we're going to do on the show, you know?
No.
Like, I was actually saying that as the intro was playing. I'm like, wow, I really have no idea what you're planning on doing today. This is crazy.
I see the girl has joined us.
She is attractive.
I like her glasses.
Yeah.
By the way, can I tell you, I told Rocket this before the show, I bought new glasses. Mm. I don't know if this is entertaining or anything, but I bought new glasses for myself.
It really was. It's not going to be that entertaining.
And I went to the glasses place, and usually I buy a new pair of glasses every couple of years just to update the style or whatever. They're all relative. I spend a lot of money on them, but it's $150, $200. Usually all the frames and shit are like around $150, $200, right? Mm-hmm. So I go on there and I'm just not even paying attention to prices of glasses or whatever. I go in there and I'm just like trying on frames and I finally find the pair that I like and I'm like, all right, I'll take this. And the guy's like, okay, it'll be ready in a couple days, whatever. Fast forward 2 days later, today, I go back to pick up my glasses because they're ready. And how much are they?
It's like a couple zeros.
Yeah, a little bit more than the $200 I was planning on spending. $550.
Jesus.
$550.
So much for you paying me back next
week.
For
a piece of plastic on my face. Are you? I almost died. I was just like, holy shit, am I going to be behind on bills this
Did
week?
Did you do that thing like in cartoons where your jaw hit the ground?
Yes.
Gunk.
I felt like such a jackass because I went in there with the money I thought it was because I paid the guy $200 when I got there the first day. And so, and I thought I had a balance of $73. I actually thought the glasses cost me $273.
Wrong.
But it was more than that. Yeah, I didn't have a balance of $73.
That's awful.
I kind of knew something was wrong because when I bought my glass, I was just getting frames and new lenses. And when I said, okay, I'm going to get these, and the guy's like, okay, great. You know what? Since you're buying these glasses, you get to have a, you can choose from this rack and get a free pair of sunglasses made. Mm. And I was like, really? I was like, that's never happened before.
I feel special.
It never fucking occurred to me that I was spending fucking $500 on one set of glasses. I thought maybe it was just a special offer.
Right.
No, I'm paying this guy $550 for a fucking piece of plastic. What a jackass. And when you're as broke as me and you get a bill like that, you just want to put a gun to your head. Or just go home and sleep for days.
Well, first you use your little jerk off helper. Right. Then you shoot yourself.
Right, a little release before I put the gun to my head.
Right.
It's $550.
Damn. Dude, what are you doing? You got bills to pay.
I owe Rocket money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all right. As I said before the show, at least we cut the server bill in half, so at least you get some money back.
Thanks to Rock.
You're not paying like the tons of money. You know, like
after 7 years of doing the show, Rocket told me, he told me many times, but he finally broke it down. It's like, Kieran, you don't need this much power for your website.
Because Kieran
Let's
has
cut
this,
the bill in half.
Kieran has this fear, like if it's not broken, you know, don't fix it.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Kieran, like that.
Kieran's like, well, listen, the server's fine, everything's working, let's not touch it. And like, it got to the point where I literally broke everything. I felt like I gave him an Excel file with pie charts explaining how everything broke down, you
right.
know? And like with this new plan, we're not even going past 11% of our like server space available. I mean, that's how like ridiculous how much space we actually have and that he was wasting so much money.
So now I'm actually paying a third of what I did, right?
You're paying half. It's actually 40 only for this month because it's like the setup fee. Like $5. Yeah. Next month it's going to be 35. So you're going to go from 80 down to 35. It's going to be less than half.
I must have wasted so much money in these past.
Did we? I don't think we ever told the story of how you spent like $600 to some people in India for the fucking website, original website.
When I first built the website, I had no clue. The internet radio didn't even exist when I started. I didn't even know about it. I never heard of it. Never done anything. It was 7 years ago. This is before MP3s, before any of that crap, iPods, Napster, anything. And I paid a guy, and I had no idea about the web. And I was like, I know I need a website. I need a basic website, one page, and, you know, just a listen button. That's all I wanted. One page and a listen button. Maybe, you know, the title of the show and the names of the guys. Maybe a little bio. So I went on the web looking for website designer, guys that design websites, because I had no idea.
Right.
I found this guy in India. Fast forward a couple weeks, $600, Western Union.
Kieran sent $600 to some guy.
In India.
In India.
For a website. $600. And what did I get? I'm sure there's pictures of it somewhere
I still have it. I still have the old, I should put it up on the board.
I got one page. Grand total probably 3 graphics.
Yeah.
And a listening button. $600. I wouldn't even want to know what my website bill would be if you actually charged me for it.
Oh, Kieran.
How much? Give me a thing so I can have a heart attack.
You got to realize, like, I am technically a webmaster. It's literally, I'll cut you slack. A weekly update as compared to the daily, which I'm checking things and updating.
Let's shock the listeners. Give me a grand total, just roughly, of course, because I know you won't be able to fucking calculate just right off the bat. How much would my web bill be after all these years?
I'd say, like, really cutting it, like, lower than probably the value, $10,000.
$10,000?
Yep. You lose.
Dude, how much money has been going poured into this show?
Yeah.
$10,000, that website cost.
And I'm being very generous.
With all the updates and stuff.
I mean, like, if you were, like, I mean, yeah, I obviously I'd put the same amount of effort because, but if we were, like, if, you were my client, you would expect me to do these things. So, I mean, all these, like, code updates and checking things, it's literally, like, a daily thing,
right?
You know? Easily. Easily.
And Rock isn't just blowing smoke up your asses, people. He does it for a living.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And part of what I do. But yeah.
Part of what you do.
You're just lucky you found someone who enjoys doing this type of shit.
Thank fucking God for Rock.
Yes. You should pray to me every night.
Thank you, Rocket.
Was that like a shock right there?
Hey, you know what? I thought it was around there.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, it's probably a little bit more, but, you know.
Thought it was around there.
Yeah.
God, it's a lot.
It's a lot, too. I tell you, though, you know, on my end, I've learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I knew, like, obviously a lot of the HTML code, but all the stuff that goes with, like, you know, the podcasting and all that. I mean, it's been a really good, like, learning experience. Every day I'm learning something new. So I am getting something out of it, Kieran. So
here's a tip for your newcomers. If you want to do a little radio show, find somebody who does website design and become their friend.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you do it.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Wow. Now I'm going to have a heart attack.
Why?
That's a lot of money, dude. That's 10 grand.
Dude, I never asked for a dime.
I know. That's why you're a good guy.
That's right. And all I get from you is, ugh, shut up. Shut up.
I don't want you saying you're good.
Shut up. Shut up. Oh, wait, Rock is talking. Let me stop him. Shut up.
God, I do bicker a little bit. You bicker, too. You do.
I like to bicker.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't like bickering. I don't mean to.
That's just how we are.
Are we still doing the show?
I don't know.
All right, it's the lunaticradio.com show. I think we're done.
Oh, did
4 hours of radio.
We mentioned the comedy thing.
Seems somebody might pass for this one day. What comedy thing? Oh, the
comedy show. We mentioned that.
Yeah, we did. All right, let's do hotties of the week.
Oh, shit.
You're not taking mine.
It's time for lunaticradio.com's hotties of the week.
Hotties of the week time. We'll admit this right off the bat. We've admitted every week. This is the dumbest way to end a radio show.
And you know, we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, that's why we do it. It's a joke, really. It's just, it's not funny either. It's just dumb. Like, we couldn't figure out a way to end the show, so we do it this way. All right, it's the hottie of the week time. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment, deem her the hottie week. You can do one. I believe we got one written in by some dude.
Oh, is that the Gene guy?
The Gene, some kid named Gene.
Well,
he wrote one in. He didn't actually explain who it was. It was just some chick he saw in an infomercial, and he sees her on the TV like every night at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he loves her. And I believe the person he's talking about, because I'm up that late and I always see this infomercial, it's a operator named Dawn. I believe that might be who he's talking about.
And Drew?
No, it's an operator named Dawn. She goes, "Hi, I'm Dawn. And if you'd like to subscribe to this service, give us a call."
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Weird.
Her name's Dawn.
Okay.
So that might be the person that Gene's talking about. So thanks to Gene for writing in the email. If you got hottie of the week, post them in the chat room or email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, with the name of Chicken Reason Why. We'll read them on here, just like we did. I'll start it off tonight, man. I'm going with her. She just, you know, I loved her before tonight, but after hearing that audio and watching that video on YouTube and on the lunaticradio.com message board, Kelly Clarkson has become so much hotter to me today. Unbelievable. I love her.
I'm a fan.
You know what? And she's got that natural body that all women have. She hasn't gotten the lipo.
Right.
She's just Kelly, the way Kelly was when Kelly grew up in Texas. I love Kelly Clarkson. And if I'm a faggot for saying it, so be it.
No, you're not. I agree 100%. Hobbs backs you up. He's going with Kelly Clarkson as well.
All right.
It's a little game we're playing. I mentioned my hottie of the week at the beginning of the show. So if you want to find out, go listen to the beginning of the show again.
All right.
Playing it that way. Man beat. No, he's not. Hottie of the week. Cousin Rob. Alexandra Simwise. Hot redhead. For Lucifer. Oh, I guess Cousin Rob's giving a hottie of the week for other people.
All right.
Rob has got so many, like hot chicks that, like, you know, aren't that famous but are around.
You think I jerk off a lot. I got to imagine Cousin Rob is power jacking.
You know what I would call Rob?
Every 5-10 minutes.
You know what I call Rob? Professional. I'll just leave it at that. He's professional.
He's probably got all the apparatuses.
I've seen he's got an external hard drive.
Apparati.
Just chock full of stuff. He's
got an external hard drive full of porno.
Yeah, well, so do I, but I mean, he's
wow, I gotta become a part of that group.
Dude, me and Rob, we hook it up.
I got at least 32 megabytes, or gigabytes.
I got my hands on Britney Rears, too, recently.
Oh, we have her on the show?
Yes, I was doing some research.
Yeah, I gotta get
probably shouldn't have said that on the air because she's coming on, but I liked it, so I'm gonna buy it. I actually ordered it on Amazon.com. Oh no, taking it on Amazon. I ordered it at some DVD porn site. Anyway, see, because I wasn't supposed to say that. Yeah, so Britney Rears, good stuff.
Cousin Rob has 40 gigs of porno.
See, and that's what I love about Rob. He'll promote it.
He doesn't care.
No.
Thank you to CJ.
Yeah.
Comedian out of Pittsburgh, everybody. Toledano. CJ Toledano. CJ Toledano. Funny kid out of Erie, Pennsylvania. Log on to myspace.com/CJ Toledano, everybody.
Toledano!
Toledano. Thank you to Ray Garcia for joining us on the program. Thank you to Ginny Blowjob for joining us on the program. Yeah. And last but not least, our buddy Rory Karf.
The Karf.
And his lovely wife, Lauren, joined us on the program.
Very attractive woman.
Love Lauren and love Rory. Funny people. Rory's a funny comedian. Log on to myspace.com/RoryVision. And this weekend, everybody, there's a gig at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte.
No, it's tomorrow, dude.
Tomorrow.
29th. That's tomorrow. Tuesday.
Tomorrow the 29th at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Fresh Faces of Comedy.
So if you're not listening right now, you're probably not going to hear it because this show doesn't go up usually. It's a Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
So, but we, you know, we help out the guys at the Comedy Zone.
Love the Comedy Zone in Charlotte.
Good people.
Good people. So until next week.
Wait, let me get out our plugs real quick.
You got plugs? Okay.
No, the show plugs. You know, lunaticradio.com/board for the message board. Go to the listener map. Plot yourself on the map, you know, see who else is around you that's listening to the show. We got some new dude from Singapore checking out the show.
All right.
Two listeners from Singapore.
Love the Singapore people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that city has the tallest building in the world, I think. Singapore.
Wow. Thank you, fun fact Kieran.
It's, you know, the World Trade Center, I think it was...
No, those twin buildings, right? Is that what you're talking about? That's in Malaysia. That's not Singapore.
No, Singapore. No, maybe they're building one in Singapore.
Oh.
I read this in, the paper a long time ago. I think Singapore's building the tallest building in the world. It dwarfs the Empire State Building. It's like, it's double the size, I think. Enormous.
Ginormous.
I might be wrong, though. I don't know.
MySpace.com/lunaticradio.
.com.
Yeah, .com. I think that's it as far as our show plugs. Hey, I added some new stuff to the store. I'm trying to do a little more promoting with that, so check them out, you know. Postal she actually picked up a couple things. She's the only one buying. Her and Kildor are the only one buying stuff. That's cool.
Singapore people aren't named Car.
Are they? Mm. Oh, that's a Rob joke.
Right. It's got to be delivered in monotone. Singapore people aren't named
Rob's
got
to call in when we do that thing. We got to do that. Rob's got to call in and tell his jokes.
Monotone Rob.
Hey, he's the resident pharmacist for lunaticradio.com.
That's right. When I get a drug habit, I'm calling him.
Thank you to everybody in the chat room tonight. You guys, as always, are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Tisha, I love Tisha.
Yeah, she's having fun, man. She's partying. And
looks like more people want to bang Pam B.
Of course.
She's got Pam B's got fucking Pam B has ass. If she wants just ass like booty calls,
yeah,
she has it lined up.
She's gonna be like, okay, I'm ready, let's go.
That girl has a vault full of just ass if she wants it.
Oh, by the way, when we go off the air, I gotta borrow your glasses because I promised girl I'd show her me wearing glasses. She likes a guy in glasses.
Oh really?
Yeah. So you really lost your opportunity. She likes a guy in glasses and you fucked up.
These expensive glasses that I just bought better get me laid. And I don't think they will because I don't think they look good on me. I really don't. I spent $550 on them, and I don't even think they look good on me.
That sucks.
I'm a dumbass. Just a fucking dumbass. I'm going to end up wearing these glasses.
Well, yeah, that's your style. Why did you... I mean, I could see, like, getting new ones, but why...
I just wanted to update the style.
Yeah, whatever. Wow, 4 hours, Kieran.
It's not the glasses, it's the hair?
Yeah. Hobbs was like...
How do you get laid, Hobbs? You have no hair.
He was bitching out your hair. It's like you could see it on the webcam.
It looks like hell from, like, 4 miles away, but once you get up close, it looks ravishing.
Kieran, it looks like hell.
I don't care.
Man, why does it matter? Nobody cares.
By the way, I shaved my penis this weekend.
Really?
Bald.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, you want to see it, Ron?
No!
I'll show it to you.
Nobody, you're not getting laid. Why are you, like, doing this, like, primping?
I felt I had to.
Oh, in the
it was annoying me.
Yeah.
I had that fucking 70s afro going. And I was like, I'm getting rid of this.
Yeah, you gotta trim it back.
I shaved my sack.
Yeah, sure.
You ever shave your sack? No. You ever bick your sack?
No. I've used like little scissors and stuff, but not a fucking razor to the ball.
I bick my sack.
Dude, you're gonna fucking cut yourself.
No, you don't. You gotta shave the hair off. You take a buzzer to your sack at first, then you shave it down with the razor. It works. No, I'm fresh. I swear to God. I'm like baby balls. I got baby balls now.
I have like a little like a mini beard trimmer thing that I use, or I'll use like tiny little scissors. That's it.
You take scissors to your balls?
Not
don't
like,
ever take scissors to your balls.
They're like the tiny ones with the little safety things at the nubs, you know.
Yeah,
so you
but there's
really...
so much hair down there. What the fuck are those things going to cut?
No, but I trim it down with the beard trimmer. And then, like, parts I can't really reach to.
Beard
well.
Trimmer, right?
Yeah, beard trimmer.
Oh, I thought you said beer.
No, beard.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But I can't see razor to skin, you know, especially sack skin. No way.
No, you what you do, you yank it. Why am I talking about it? You yank your hammer up, and it kind of stretches out the sack a little bit, and you can just, it's smooth sailing.
Yeah, I'm freaking out thinking about it. That's not my deal.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
I love... It's not bad. It's kind of easy.
So do you feel a little bit more freer?
I didn't go to the ass crack, though.
No.
I used to do that back in college.
You didn't do it with the razor.
I used to put my foot up on the, the shower stall and shave my ass crack.
Why'd you just snare your ass?
Oh, wait. We're out of here. I'll see you guys later. Questions and comments. Bye-bye. Show at lunaticradio.com. That's THESHOW @lunaticradio.com.